I'm really fucking sad.
It is time to do it now. Thank Wagon Radio.
The hell did I just waste my money?
Thank Wagon Radio. Doing obscure internet talk radio. Thank Wagon Radio. Thank Wagon Radio.
Oh shit, we're still early.
Thank Wagon Radio.
Oh man, we are so unprepared again for another week.
Second and then it's given up what it used to be. The pain of music somehow overused.
look like a bitch. Listen, all you motherfuckers.
Hey, Meister, I love you!
Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
It's time for the Wagon to Kick It.
That's a way to get someone's attention.
Yeah, I probably just scared the shit out of your neighbors. By the way, who will be calling the cops on you, probably?
Oh, probably will be, but hey, that's, you know, kind of fuck them if they can't take a joke.
Yeah, that's funny.
You know? It's like jokes about the Queen Mom.
Yeah.
You know, there's some people who just can't take those kind of jokes or insults.
Yeah, you know? Just
101 years old, you know?
Fuck, man. That's a long time to have to live with bad teeth.
No shit. And to live in Europe that long. Yeah. Who could handle that? Oh, hey!
Welcome to Spank Wagon Radio. It's Sunday night and you are bored.
You're very bored.
That's right. So it's Sunday night and you're bored. You have nothing to do, or perhaps you don't have nothing to do and you're avoiding us. So that's why we record the show. But in any case, it's Spank Wagon Radio.
Nice intro. Yes, yeah. Spank Wagon Radio. Only found at spankwagon.n3.net.
That's right. That was actually a piss poor intro.
Yeah, that was a horrible intro compared to some of our other ones.
Yeah, that was like
yeah,
yeah,
we're
here to
here.
Do it.
Yeah it's kind of Sunday night.
I'm not doing a comedy show. I'm doing fucking community service. That's what it seems like, man.
Hey, we only have 300 more hours.
That's right.
Speaking of community service. Oh wait, no, that was a bad lead in. Hi, Spank Wagon Radio. We're gonna say it three more times. Pitch it out enough. Say it.
That's
you
funny.
Say Spank Wagon.
Spank Wagon.
See, that's just a fun word to say.
That is. Like cock.
Cock.
Yeah, you meaty cock. Meaty, beefy, juicy.
Ooh, ugh. Mm. Ew, you think it's a little too far with the juicy.
Rumple foreskin. The incredible one-eyed wonder weasel.
Yeah. Now you're just quoting movies.
Yeah, it was a funny movie. But anyhow, yeah, it's Sunday night, and you're here, I'm here, everybody's here.
I'm over here.
That's right, I'm over here.
Yes,
I'm next to
there.
The window.
Yes, good place to keep you from the way you smell sometimes.
I don't smell, man. It's just, you know, the fumes. You
the
know,
fumes.
Yeah.
Anywho, Spank Wagon Radio.
Fart. Yeah.
One more. Tonight's going to be a little awkward tonight. I know I did a little writing in preparation, and of course you keep telling me that we need to prepare more, and then you seem to not prepare at all.
I seem to, like, not show up. I like despair. Like, where is he? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't fucking have days off. I have like fucking like sabbaticals.
Sabbatical.
At my house.
Yeah. Just kind of lock the doors, shut the windows, and hide in the dark.
It's like
looking at porn.
I'm not Robert on my day off. I'm like fucking Howard Hughes, minus Mormons around me.
Minus the Mormon Mafia, and you actually get a haircut and your nails are done.
Yeah. Mormon Mafia? That's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Huh, you're going to pay protection money. We're not going to exactly beat you up, but we'll put a good word in for you to get a blessing, so you don't go to hell
As bad for as long. It's like hell has like, your time in hell's up. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
you Catholics are familiar with that.
Well, Catholics though, everything you're guilty. You're born into sin.
Yeah.
You're guilty whether you've done shit or not. Mm-hmm. So Catholics have forever guilt.
Yeah,
and that's all we're about.
That's still.
We are about guilt.
Pretty fucked up.
Speaking of religion,
it's Easter.
Yes, Easter.
It's Christ and eggs.
Woohoo! Yes. Bite the head off of a chocolate Jesus. That's what I said. They need to make chocolate Jesuses.
That's right, and hide the crucifixes.
Nice. Hide the crucifix.
That's right.
You find the crucifix, you get a prize. You know,
yeah.
maybe a few nails instead of eggs.
Exactly.
But.
That'd be a fun game. Like pin the tail on the donkey.
Yeah.
Crucify Jesus.
Ooh.
Spin a kid around like three times. He has to like
keep a little
hang
Jesus in
up.
His hand. He has to put him on a cross properly.
Yeah. How about that?
Ooh. We could put that together.
We can market that, man.
We gotta work on that.
We need to learn Spanish so we can put it in Spanish. Oh, Spanish Mexican people love Jesus.
Yeah.
Why not?
They do.
I mean, they're a very Catholic, you know, society. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not just a Catholic thing about it, though. Mexican people will spend more money on Jesus stuff than white people do.
Well, if you look at
when
the grocery store.
When was the last time? Well, grocery store somewhat, yeah.
The candle aisle. Man.
Exactly. When was the last time you saw Virgin Mary on a white dude's car?
Next to never.
Exactly. So that's what us we can do. We can do like a Jesus racing or something.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
Righteous rice.
Right. Ooh, I like it. I like it. We got to work on that, definitely. Yeah. Also tonight, just to changing the format a little.
Yes.
Thinking of the religion.
Somewhat changing the format. Yeah. We're going to experiment a little bit because of underpreparedness, as usual.
Oh, it's not underpreparedness. This one was actually because of our wonderful, Vegas Power, whatever it's called here in
Nevada
town.
Power.
Nevada Power.
My mom, actually, I have to concur with her when she first heard about the power outage. She said something, and I agree with her, that this is probably going to be the lead-in from Nevada Power to start saying, oh, we can't pay our bills, so we're blacking out.
Yeah.
So that's probably what that's going
to
be.
Well, I don't know, but my power was out on Thursday, and I was supposed to
broadcast. So was mine. So was mine.
Really?
My power, are you talking about during the night or the day?
It was around 9-ish.
No, I'm sorry. No, mine went out during the day.
See, mine was out that night.
Uh-huh.
And I was supposed to play Kilroy's What I Wish I Didn't Know show, number 8, Christian Fornication. That night, and
I guess it's a sign from Nevada Power that we're going to play Christian Fornication tonight.
Yes, and we're going to play that after our first 10:30 break. It'll go.
Yes.
It's only about 20 minutes long, and it'll go from the 10:30 up until whenever it ends. Yeah. Of course,
and it's believe me, it's much funnier than a rant by Gene Scott.
Much funnier.
Yes,
much funnier. But you know, thinking of irony.
That's great, man. That's a funny guy to watch on TV.
Oh yeah.
I was flipping by last night.
Yeah.
And he's like yelling at about Benny Hinn. And then all of a sudden he's like, you know, I'm not a televangelist. I run a ministry. And you know, he's like an Alzheimer patient or is rambling.
See, what I like to know is, I mean, how much do they sell?
It boiled down to the Word of God being compared to his cigar smoke.
Oh, geez.
You have to go through the whole thing. And then not only does he have the balls to ask you to send money.
Right.
He plays shitty Waylon Jennings music.
The late Waylon Jennings.
Yes. Over...
Dukes of Hazzard theme?
No, not the Dukes of Hazzard theme. I don't know what the fuck it is. But check this out. He plays this over a fucking videotaped recording. Not by professional, but a handy cam.
Right.
Of him and his horse ranch. Him riding prize horses.
Jesus, a little egotistical, is he?
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit on himself, you know, a little bit of self-love, and he lubes himself up with holy water.
Apparently so, man.
Jesus. Holy wet.
Holy wet.
Holy motion lotion.
Oh!
Yuck. Hey, y'all, while you're listening to Spankwagon, if you want to...
Motion lotion, if it gets hot, it's because you're wicked.
Oh, there you... No, if it gets hot, you're a sinner.
Yeah.
You know? Damned if you do. But if you want to chat with us here at Spankwagon Radio, of course, I think we've told you week in, week out. Not like many people really do this.
Yeah, it's chat.yahoo.com.
Yep.
User ID is Spankwagon_radio, and that also happens to be the name of the chat room.
Which is in user chat rooms.
That's
not
right.
Part of the mains, kind of off to the side. Under computers and internet's usually what I plunk it under.
Yeah, usually, yeah.
Usually.
What's scary is we have to keep going. We've gone through genres like homeless people with places here in town.
No shit. They moved this side of the corn. This side of the lot, that side of the lot. I don't know where I got corn. Maybe from an earlier discussion, but...
Yeah.
Talking about crap and shit. And better with corn. More
and you're... No, actually, you know, that wasn't touched on as much, but your wife has confirmed Iowa has a lottery.
You know, and the lottery that you're speaking of, I know we do not have, but... That's okay. You were picking on the disfortunate. Of course, this is coming from someone who is giving me the anti-retard chat today. And then ended up drooling all over themselves at work.
Yeah, let me tell you why, man. Because I did sour candy shots.
Yes, you did. Sour candy shots.
Okay, for anybody who doesn't know, imagine like sour candy put into a liquid form.
Yeah.
And it comes in a spritzer. So it's like, you know, like
you spray a couple, like Banaka.
Yeah. You go, hunk. So I said, fuck it, I'm a man. So I took sour cherry and ultra sour nuclear fucking lemon, cut them half and half, and downed like about two and a half ounces of this
yeah.
shit, and gurgled it when, ah. And the shit was so bad, I just couldn't stop salivating.
He kept salivating. It was funny, because he'd open his mouth to talk, and drool would just slide.
It was that bad,
it was
man.
So,
like,
it was,
oh,
it was
then
horrible.
I got a call in the middle of that.
Yeah, then he gets a call to take, so he has to take this call and help someone. That was hilarious.
Hello. And, you know, then all of a sudden I have to hit them on mute, and they're like, "Are you there?" And I'm like, "Yes, I'm here." Shut the fuck up and talk to me, goddamn bad connection. that's what happened there. Yep. Not my finest moment.
No, but it was funny nonetheless.
True.
It's funny,
not like I ended up talking to myself afterwards.
Also, tonight, after we do the Christian fornication from What I Wish I Didn't Know show. Okay, whatever that was. I got news. I actually did a little work this weekend and found some news and found some stuff that we could actually have a conversation on. Because conversation is good.
Yeah.
So, talk about all the fucking death. This past week was like the
Grim Reaper has come knocking.
Four times.
First, Uncle Milty.
Yes.
Now that's
no, first Dudley Moore.
Dudley Moore. You know, I've only seen Dudley Moore in three pictures, and total, I only know of him being in four.
Yeah.
I shouldn't even really say seen, because I couldn't even stomach them enough to finish. I tried watching Arthur. I just couldn't do it, you know. Arthur 2 on the Rocks was just the same shit rehash, but now he's rich going broke. I've tried watching Holy Moses.
Really?
I just couldn't do it. Dudley, you know, it's not funny to me. I love obscure, off the wall. No way in hell that's going to happen.
Right.
But hearing some dude with a total Cockney accent running through an ancient Egyptian pyramid trying to be Egyptian, it just didn't catch on to me, you know?
No.
And then the one I've never seen, which actually totally looked stupid to me, was 10.
Oh, with Bo Derek, yeah.
You know what? Bo Derek looks nasty in that film.
You don't like the cornrows?
No, that's skanky looking. Bo Derek to me looks like a period style whore.
Ouch.
I just don't think so. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Bo Derek looked on as attractiveness as you could consider on a woman.
Right.
Bo Derek looked better in Tommy Boy, and she was much older.
Much old. Much old.
Yes.
Let's see. Who else passed away? That one director.
That guy, yeah.
Yeah, the director. He directed a lot of good films. The name doesn't
come. We don't know his name.
We can't mention his name.
Well, he did Some Like It Hot.
Yeah.
Which, you know what? Jack Lemmon is a funny guy. And Jack Lemmon was with who at that time in that movie?
And Some Like It Hot. That would have been not Walter Matthau, but it was, I want to say Tony...
Tony Curtis. You know what? Two actors I enjoy. Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, my God. We have a confirmed listener. Reverend Hammer, a new one.
Hey, look at that.
So, thank you. Confirmed listener. Reverend Hammer, we'll give him the official props of Spankwagon. All right. Thank you. Let's get that out of your hand.
And just for you, that's the Clicker Liquor Pop.
Yes. The Clicker Liquor Pop.
Yes.
With the phallic advertisements on it. The phallic imaging.
Want to know what we're talking about? Check the archives.
Bad candy, folks.
But anyhow, I keep wanting to say the guy's name is Stephen O. Selznick, and I know that's totally fucking wrong.
It was Alan Smithy. Alan Smithy, yes, that's who it was.
Now that Stephen O. Selznick's an obscure movie quote reference to that movie, well, Jimmy Hollywood.
At least it wasn't John, you know, John Waters.
Yeah.
When he does, that's going to be a fucked up funeral.
Oh, shit. There'll be pride parades in mourning then. But Marilyn Monroe, I don't like her.
You don't like Marilyn Monroe?
No, I don't. Marilyn Monroe, I don't. First of all, some certain things turn men on, like red hair or whatever. Blonde hair on a woman is a total turnoff for me.
You're one of the one of the outcasts, because a lot of people get all hot and bothered with that shit.
No, blonde women are typically fucking dumber than rocks. That to me is not a turnoff.
Stereotypically.
And the problem is a lot of them play that to you.
Oh, they do. To their advantage.
Yeah, and to me, it's not an advantage. They get nowhere. And the other one, too, is Marilyn Monroe, basically, is not a talented actress. She slept her way to the top. Louis B. Mayer. Louis B. Mayer is a confirmed asshole. Or was, because he's dead now.
Right.
He like, one time with Judy Garland, he said, you know, this girl really sings from the heart, and grabbed her boob and just shook it.
No wonder Judy Garland was so screwed up.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. So Marilyn Monroe signed a contract with MGM. You know what she said as soon as she signed the contract? Turns to Louis B. Mayer and says, "Well, that's the last cock I'll ever have to suck." Marilyn Monroe actually said that to Louis B. Mayer.
That's nice.
Yeah, because then she hadn't do it because she's on top.
Yep.
She had finally gotten there. And she's not a real blonde. She's a total fucking idiot.
She's like a redhead or something by now.
No, she's actually like a brunette.
Really?
I think so, yeah. According to the movie Norma Rae. I'll tell you something. You want blonde,
yeah.
Bombshell, sex appeal, Jane Mansfield. Marilyn Monroe is only 38, but she's 40. And we're not talking age. We're talking chest.
Interesting.
Of course, also, too, she was a member of Church of Satan.
Jane Mansfield.
Yes, she was. Very Anton LaVey felt responsible for her death. Anton LaVey didn't like her boyfriend/manager and cursed him that weekend. And apparently then she, at the last minute, went with him. And that's when she was decapitated in the auto accident. To his grave. Anton Zandor LaVey, head of Church of Satan, felt responsible for the death of Jane Mansfield.
Interesting.
Now, if you believe in the occult, then yeah, it's true. But if not, it's just coincidence. But still, yeah, that was something he felt strongly. So that's a little Hollywood Babylon thing.
Yeah, a little Babylon thing.
That's
you,
right.
You know a lot about, you know, being from Hollywood. But yes. As he taps his head, I'm from Hollywood.
That's right, man. Just like Andy Kaufman.
Yeah. I know. I can hear it now.
But basically, we're going to just name him Stephen O. Selznick for now, because I can't remember his
fucking
name.
Well, yeah, if anybody knows what the director's name, if you're in our chat, which right now it's only Reverend Hammer,
yeah.
You could always check out our chat through Yahoo. It's Spankwagon_radio. Let us know who this director is, because I should have written it down, but it only made like one headline, and I never did capture the headline.
Yeah. The fourth
person, though.
No, we've only named two.
We named three. Milton.
We named three. We didn't spend time on Milton Berle. Everybody knows who's Milton Berle.
You know, the irony is last Sunday, we were talking about Milton Berle and how, like, he did all the cross-dressing and shit like that on TV.
Yeah.
You know, because it got ratings. He was willing to try different things, to do things that were not, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
he did things different, risque, for the 50s.
Exactly, and then he would be the butt of the joke just for the punchline, things like that.
Yeah, he was willing to put himself in front.
Milton Berle, funny guy, there to the end.
Yep.
Mad props to Milton Berle.
Mad props.
Final death is
the Queen
like Dudley Moore, another dead liney. It's the Queen Mum.
Mum.
Yeah, she's dead.
Yeah, anyway. Pretty much. And we're instructed by my liberal or loyalist wife.
Yes.
You can't talk to
mom. No, don't
what?
Make fun of her.
Huh?
So your wife's not a Pentecostal. She's a Protestant. You got the two mixed up.
Yeah. No, she's Presbyterian.
Presbyterian.
So it's she's in the peas.
Bullshit. She's Protestant.
Well, you know, I mean, like Reverend Hammering just said here, you know.
I just noticed your wife wears a lot of orange, huh?
No. Religious. Not even going to try to figure that one out.
Religious joke, never mind.
About fucking time, you're correct. 101 goddamn years old.
101, that is pretty fucking old.
She was, like, everything. She has seen everything.
For most of the century there, yeah.
From when, you know, the moon, people landing on the moon. And
basically, yeah, she's gone from, horse and buggy.
Horse and buggy all the way to...
Now, that's actually quite a jump through history, because that's the most accelerated period of man thus far.
Yes. That is. But.
So basically, this is the Easter.
Easter edition.
Show.
Fuck
I guess
religion.
That's what it's going to become.
But that's why we have the official Easter candy. Would you like to have one of the last peeps?
Oh, yes. We have peeps.
So pick your peep, and we are going to enjoy a peep on the air because it's sugary goodness and we won't puke it out.
Hopefully.
Like the bad food. So
you've
got the duck peep. The purple duck.
I think it's supposed to be a chick.
Chick? Hey, you finally got a chick.
Hey.
About damn time.
Of course, it's purple, so she's gay anyway.
Oh, figures. I got the little yellow bunny. So, let's see if it's what it's... I'm just going to tear the head off. And I'm enjoying a peep.
These are stale.
Oh.
Marshmallow ain't supposed to be hard.
Well, I'm sure when your marshmallow coated with sugar.
Yeah.
By the way, did you guys see the chocolate crosses that were sold at Walmart and Kmart?
Chocolate crosses?
They sold chocolate crosses.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are reading this off our chat room.
Yes.
I did not know that they sold chocolate crosses.
Oh, we are going out tonight. We are going to look for some.
If they had chocolate crosses, though, we would have taken Mark's superhero action figures and crucified them.
Mm-hmm.
We would have had Spider-Man Christ.
Spider Christ. And we would have C-3PO
Christ.
Christ. And
we had Bat Christ.
Bat Christ. And
Green Lantern Christ. Crow Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Wolverine Christ.
Well, you can't open them up.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I'm not going to open them up. We can have Pez Christs.
Pez Christs.
Yeah, hang Pez's up on the cross. They had white chocolate crosses. See, this is... This... That... You know...
I was unaware.
We
of
were it. Joking.
I actually
when we said get a chocolate Jesus and bite the head off.
Yeah, we were joking. But I had no idea somebody actually did that.
You know, but if they had white chocolate, normal chocolate crosses.
Why white chocolate cross? Isn't that kind of a supremacist thing?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question. If you put that in the
Jesus
cross
was
in
a nailed to birch. As far as I know, yeah.
White pine. Tink, 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 tink.
Oh. But it's very...
The cross came prefab at Home Depot. You just had to put the dowels and screws in. You know, it came with the extra set of nails.
Ba-dum-bum.
Thank you.
God damn. All right, Christ, get your ass up there. Where's my fucking extension cord? I just imagine Christ up there with a fucking nail gun. Brum, brum. Stop fucking moving. Brum, brum. God damn it. I'm wasting fucking nails here.
Get a staple gun. Shaboom, shaboom. I like the roofing nails where they just hammer in it, you know?
It would have been really funny if they...
Camel-driven air compressor?
No, you idiot. Make him carry it up, then nail him to it. Oh, shit. Take him down. I threw a fucking claw hammer on Jesus.
I can just see it, too. They got to get a Wonder Bar. Get Jesus off the cross. He has to go up the hill. Mount Sinai's up that way. And they're wrenching him off. Of course, let's take a look at it, though. You know, if he would have lived in, like, the industrial era, they would have crucified him on pipes, you know?
They would have duct taped him.
They would have duct taped him. How other ways could you crucify Jesus? I mean, you know, not just like the typical wooden cross. What other way?
We could have Velcro Jesus.
Velcro. That's it. Get a trampoline, put Jesus in a Velcro suit. Boing, shink. He would have just like a Velcro wall.
Hey.
You think of what I'm thinking? Yeah, just tick, shoop. Magnetically hang Jesus.
It'd be like a Jesus toss game for kids.
There you go.
That's it, man.
Why don't we... Jesus lawn darts.
Jesus lawn
darts.
Yeah,
just have lawn darts, you know, with the you know, him as the fins.
Yeah.
Have Jesus lawn darts. They land right, Jesus is up. You know, they land wrong, well, Jesus fell on his face. PVC cross? Yeah, that's...
PVC cross?
Kind of like lawn furniture of
Christ. No, you know why
Christ?
PVC cross wouldn't have worked?
Why?
Because people would have protested because it's non-biodegradable.
I bet you're right. You're probably right.
You couldn't have fucking Christ today. I'm telling you, man.
It wouldn't be politically correct.
That's right, man.
He's a Jew. Why are you having a... you know. Hanging Jesus. Are you enjoying your peep? Mine's gone. I'm like a candy holic. I'm like, ah.
Yeah, I can tell.
And this is after I went to the dentist this weekend.
It's kind of hypocritical. I didn't buy peeps earlier for my mother. I have to do some now.
Shame on you.
Well, it's okay now. It's past Easter. They're going to be half off anyway.
Half off? They're probably going to be more. But, yes.
Okay,
kids
wait.
Across the country, Easter bunny in the malls, like uh-huh. Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thousands of parents are taking their kids to have them.
Easter Jesus?
Easter Jesus.
How are you going to get the thorns over the ears?
Here's the problem I have. Well, not the thorns over the ears. How many parents are going to take their kid to sit on a guy's lap who's in a loincloth? Considering all the shit that's going on with the church now.
Good point.
You know, here's a guy in a loincloth sitting down saying, come sit on my lap, kid.
Well, actually, it's kind of different if they're Catholic. They don't actually get to him. They have to go through a lesser saint or elf.
There you go. A lesser saint or an elf. Here, let St. Jude help you up to Jesus.
Come on, kid. I gotta need a cigarette.
Yeah, considering you have to have a long hair, so of course, you know, he's gonna be a smoker, and he's... Our luck, you know, you go down south to get Jesus with chewing his lips, you know? Has
yeah,
that whole
here,
thing
yeah.
sticking out. Sit on the That's Pope's lap. Friend. The Pope will shake you off. Okay?
Come on, dude.
You can't sit on the Pope's lap.
Come on. All I have to say about one thing is the Pope, man, you don't have to put quarters in him.
Exactly. Okay. He is vibrating fingers.
Yeah.
He is magic fingers.
Vibrating fingers.
He is magic fingers. So, you know, just sit near the Pope. And you look at him. He looks like he's sleeping.
He does, man.
Every single time. You look at a picture. Pope resides over Mass. You swear to God they have a hand that's moving like a puppet or a marionette.
Yeah, yeah man. You ever notice when the Pope speaks, no other cardinal speaks either, man?
No.
I'm telling you, if the Pope drinks water, nobody else speaks, man.
Nope.
Somebody's doing the voice.
Mm-hmm. It's like a big dummy.
I think the Pope's dead, man.
I want to know whose hands up the Pope's ass then to make his mouth move.
I'm telling you right now, it's got to be weekend at Bernie's at the fucking Vatican.
Really?
I'm telling you, that's the
Hey, everybody, let's see what the Pope will do.
That's why he's been missed Mass and shit, man. I'm telling you, the Pope's coming out now on fucking strings.
You know what? That's why he wears the big hat.
Why?
Well, you can hide all, like, the battery and, you know, like, Disney has the animatronics. It was the Pope a Muppet or something? Yeah, but doesn't right. have the big eyes or the sense of humor. Go figure. Can you see the Pope doing like a Muppet dance? And the Pope going, Mana, Mana. Do, 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 do. Mana, Mana.
God bless you. Waka, waka, waka.
I want to see him. It ain't easy. It ain't easy being the Pope.
No, I saw some shit on TV, and you know, it's like five people were randomly selected out of mass to hear, so the Pope could hear their confessions. And I'm like, that opens up a whole slew of things.
Yes.
Number one being, what kind of confession would you? And I'm not religious.
What kind of confession would you make to the Pope?
You can't have anything too bad, or you know, probably fucking call the cops, if not damn you.
How can
you
call
have
cops?
It too good because you feel like you've wasted your time? You know. Yeah.
Forgive me, Father, for I have.
And how do you know what the
brushed with
in
my
there?
Sister's toothbrush? Ah.
You Catholics in your original sin.
Hey, we're all about original sin, but see, gambling, you know, we can gamble all we want. That's good.
You can do anything you want.
Drink if we want.
I'm telling you, Catholics are, you know, you're lucky because you can drink, smoke, rape, beat, and as long as you see confession,
yes.
You're fine.
As long as you go to confession. Now, we asked someone, there's a mm-hmm. friend of Van L. Smacks, mm-hmm. who he is in, you know, he's becoming a priest and all that good stuff.
Yes, yes.
We asked him about that. We go, well, wait a minute now. What happens if you get someone coming, forgive me, Father, for I have, you know, slayed 32 people and buried them in my backyard and let my dog defecate on them? He goes, well, what you do, if you get someone psycho nut like that, is you say, well, say your Hail Marys and keep saying your Hail Marys for me. While they're saying the Hail Marys, man, you grab a fucking cell phone. He goes, you get to a phone, you figure out who they are.
And this was from a priest in training.
Yes.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Proof positive that you are not safe with the Catholic Church. They will rat
Since
you
when
out.
When were you safe with the... If you're a kid... Oh, look at the ass on that one. Hey, let's get him in an altar boy dress. Fuck yeah, that.
Speaking of... Okay.
No, here. I've never been an altar boy.
Here's a joke for you.
Okay.
Priest and a rabbi walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They come across these kids playing basketball. Priest turns to the rabbi. Goes, hey, we say we grab a couple of kids, take them out of the corner, and fuck them. Rabbi goes, yeah, but out of what?
I like that. I like that a lot, actually. That's really good. I applaud that joke.
Yes.
I applaud that one.
Yeah, basically, this is all religious night tonight. We're just gonna
religious. We're just doing this first segment, and then the What I Wish I Didn't Know show.
Yeah, basically, and you know, I actually got into a debate today with Vince, one of the people we work with.
Yeah,
it means nothing to you people because you don't know the fucking name anyway. He's not gonna be a listener of the show. It's actually about Mormons. I mean, I can't understand fucking Mormons. These are everybody in the fucking Wild West. Okay. White people, black people, Mexican people, Chinamen doing laundry. Everybody, when they went around the West, what'd they do? They had a fucking wagon and a horse, or
yes.
an ox.
Well, look, let's
Mormons
look
pulled their own fucking carts.
Let's look, yeah,
How
I mean...
How stupid are you?
You know...
And then they're thirsty in the desert. So what do they come upon? A salt fucking lake. Ooh, that made
fucking
sense.
It makes
sense.
A lot of fucking sense, but that's because the Mormons were persecuted and driven out. Now, what gets me...
Oh, that's actually something very interesting, too. Homer, Tit said
LDS.
Something. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yesterday, Tit said something and basically just went and hit the switch on Homer. Homer is Mormon, and Homer actually always loves to defend his faith, right, until you call him on something, and then he backs up.
Right.
Homer made a very racist remark. This was the question. This was the total question here. Now, Tit's Jewish, okay?
Right.
So he has this one side from the Torah, okay? So this was the question, okay? Cain and Abel, okay? Cain slew fucking Abel, what the fuck ever.
Yeah.
There is a woman from the land of Nod. Where the fuck did she come from if Adam and Eve were the ones created? Okay, now, this is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Stitt says the Torah says that Jews were final version. No, they're like the blacks and Chinese are beta versions of humans. According to that,
beta versions.
Yeah, I know. That's funny in itself.
Damn, we screwed up. Reboot.
Yeah. Homer
recompile
comes across with this. He goes, well, you know, it's in the scriptures that God marked Cain and made him black because of the bad things he did. That's where we get black people from.
Whoa!
He said this right in front of everybody.
Whoa!
He said this.
Oh, man. That's wrong.
That's what he said.
I mean, oh my God, that is horrible.
Black people are descendants of Cain, who originally did evil to begin with.
Oh my God. Yeah, he's still breathing. I just found out about this one. Wow. That's amazing. How many people flipped at work?
I don't think that many people heard it, but the ones that did, I don't think they said anything. They became kind of quiet.
I don't blame
them. And I told him right out. I said, that's the most racist thing I've heard anybody say, man. That ranks right up there with the Apple and Eve and women being stupid and causing shit. Mm-hmm. Like each religion does that kind of thing. Like
yes.
Christianity, things of that, bases it off of Eve with the Apple. And mm-hmm. even like Romans and Greeks
mm-hmm.
base it off of Pandora
mm-hmm.
and the box given to her by, I don't know if it's Zeus or whoever. It might have been Zeus. And that's what caused all the evil in the world. Still kind of a variation of that.
Yeah, well,
still
kind of fucked up a lot of those biblical stories, it's really weird. If you look at a Bible story, Noah, mm-hmm. the Apple... you look at the crucifixion.
Yeah.
A lot of it, though, in every single, not just religion, but every single culture and society, mm-hmm. they all have those distinct stories that still work together. I mean, let's take a look at in Mesopotamian time. God, I can't think of the story, but it's the story of Noah. But it's told in a different style. It's mm-hmm. just different. You know, but yet it's still the same damn flood story. And I can't think of the title of that book. Oh, well, we'll work on that.
Yeah. It was also very interesting. Let's see, we have something in the chat room here. What does it say?
Does he carry his nuts in a wheelbarrow after he said that?
Who, Homer?
Homer. Homer don't got nuts.
Homer all of a sudden comes back to me and goes, I got my scriptures mixed up, you know. I think somebody may have said something to him.
Hopefully someone did.
Yeah, because that's like, fuck,
If that tells you how he thinks, he is a screwed human.
Fuck, man.
That's wrong.
That caught me totally fucking off guard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fucking totally.
Well, I think I'm looking at the clock, and I think we're going to go ahead and cut to a one song, mm-hmm. and then we're going to go ahead and flip into the Christian Fornication episode of the What I Wish I Didn't Know show.
And please, Christian Fornication was basically done tonight because of a screw-up with our friends at Nevada Power.
Yes, because of a blackout.
Who can't afford to pay their bills, are going to have to declare bankruptcy more likely, but still have, almost $250,000 salaries do nothing. But what we're looking at right there is... we're going to do the special Christian Fornication. For our listeners here, why don't you do a lead-in on that and explain it to us a little bit?
Basically, it's the What I Wish I Didn't Know show. And if you haven't listened to the What I Wish I Didn't Know show, mm-hmm. For those of you who frequent the chat room, release, download, and listen to this, you always hear us refer to Kilroy at kilroyshatemail@yahoo.com.
This is going to be a double sample for you guys, too, because a lot of people don't tune into this show.
No, they don't.
So this is going to be kind of a...
show within a show.
Well, like the free coupon in the mail. For diet strawberry chocolate syrup.
Okay, diet strawberry chocolate syrup. Well, I don't think it's quite that, but basically, Kilroy goes out and he finds these people, and I guess where he landed or ended up in this
episode, actually.
It was more like it sounded more like a Bible,
a tent revival.
Tent revival.
That's kind of what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly because he didn't really give me all the details on how he got into this, but
yeah,
through conversations and of course. Listening to these people and talking mm-hmm. to them, he got some very interesting sound bites, if you will.
Quite interesting.
Quite interesting.
I actually heard a little bit of this, and this is quite interesting. This is basically, how would you put this, a discussion with people about different religions there?
Something like that.
Something. Who's who? So we're going to try to help do the mystery tonight of whose religion is better.
That's...
Somewhat.
Boy, that's going to be fun to try to do. But anyhow, we're going to go ahead and tune.
Not going out for the night.
We're not going out. We're going to be back after the show.
Exactly.
Because, then we'll continue on with some other stuff and
mm-hmm.
other conversations. So, enjoy, and we'll catch you in a little bit, folks.
Listening to the What I Wish I Didn't Know show with Kilroy McFadden, only at spankwagon.n3.net.
It's midnight, And you know what that means, don't ya?
Now, let me say this. I was born again in May of 19. I was born again in May of 1974.
Welcome, citizens, to the What I Wish I Didn't Know show. My name is Gilroy McFadden, and I am your host.
Maybe not necessarily we don't have free will, but maybe, you know, technically the future's already happened. If you think of it as being continuum, future's already done. Future's there, you know, not a tangible thing. But maybe if God knows the final outcome, you know, maybe it's all decided by us what that outcome is.
The Catholic Church was created by Satan. The Catholic Church was created by Satan. Spiritual fornication. Spiritual fornication.
Why do I go to this church?
So what is your favorite kind of sex?
Catholic fornication.
Why do I go to this church?
Christianity. Can you say amen, brother? Let's listen, shall we?
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Let's learn a little something about the Inquisition, shall we?
The Inquisition has had nothing to do with the Catholic faith. Perhaps it was just the King of Spain and his army.
Again, geopolitical facts, nothing, you know. And a lot of the Spanish noblemen fell into debt to Jewish moneylenders. There was not a lot of cash floating around, and a lot of the Jewish moneylenders, Christians couldn't do interest and all that. So banking was not popular with Christians, you know, because you loan money, you don't get any interest, what's the point? And the nobility became indebted to the banks. Well, they helped fire up the Inquisition, used the political clout to, like, muscle the church into, like, starting up some of the Inquisition. So a lot of it was economically and politically based.
Hey, here we go. Your typical Catholic on the topic of lesbianism.
Jesus will strike you down with a brain tumor. You will be dead, dead, dead. We will burn your house to the ground, ground, ground. Your entire DNA will be wiped off the planet, planet, planet.
Those Catholics always were a tolerant bunch. Hey, I know. Let's listen to a set of Catholic and Lutheran theologians engaging in intelligent discourse over the validity of their different religious beliefs.
Small-minded little cunt, you 40-fucking-pound piss-flap dragon. Blah, 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 blah. Low-light little girl. Oh, you think you're gonna beat me on this one? Nobody can out-talk me in here because I'm far, far more intelligent than a piece of person like you. Who is evil and nasty and uses the F word because you only have one word to pull out. You think you can actually outdo me? You'll never be able to outdo me because I can outdo anybody on the out-talking bit. I am a professional fighter. I can do any kind of talking. I can outdo you. I can keep going. You're nothing. You're nobody. You're just an ugly little girl that nobody likes. Your mom and dad bought your computer to get rid of you, to get you out of there, and then your boyfriend left you for an ugly girl because you're even uglier. See how easy this is? I can outdo you forever and ever and ever. So anyway, I get to listen to you. F. Be sure to add the fat, add the F. Yes. You're projecting now. You're compulsive. You're obsessive. You just keep on. And on and on. It's better than you. Shaker. Blah, spaz. Keep on. Oh, we can all do that. Woo! Keep on going, Eddie. Go. Keep it up. Yeah. Go, girl. Go. You go, girl. Go. F. Were you on Jerry Springer? I think that's what you do in sex with your sister. How's that? I can do it just like you. Woo! Boy, keep on going. Go. I'm doing you. I'm doing you. I can do
just keep high five. Yeah, buddy, check you too. You're hurt-free. Go for it, go for it, go for it. You go, girl. Yeah, high five. Hey, be sure to point your fingers all over the place to make sure you are the best. Woo, go. You go on. Hey, I can wait. I win.
And now, the rebuttal.
Hey, you can say every fucking thing and tell her all about herself, but she won't hear it because that's all she's about. Staying drugged, bitching and moaning, and blocking out anything you say by repetitive, nonsensical jargon. Bip-bip-bip, like a fucking four-year-old. She doesn't want to listen to what a small-minded spunhead is. A jellyfish cunt. A repetitive, putrid parrot. All she does is fucking regurgitate the same shit she heard from...
Hey, who's Father Drew?
Fucking personality. She has no personality of her own to speak of. So she makes up this persona built from everybody else's fucking attitude that they come in here, have something to say. What do? Write it down, you little cunt? You know, push everybody out of the room, honey? Nobody's here looking for your fucking online uncircumcised cock, bitch. It's all yours. Nobody's interested, Tuts. Nobody's here to steal your online thunder, you fucking dirty mouth cunt. You really suck your daddy's dick with that filthy mouth of yours?
That's what I like! Logic! An Internal Justice Department investigation concludes the FBI did not intentionally withhold evidence from Timothy McVeigh's lawyers, but that two supervisors should be disciplined for waiting months to disclose the belated discovery of documents. An investor group has agreed to buy the Empire State Building from Donald Trump and his partner for $57.5 million. An iceberg more than 9 times larger than Singapore is broken off of Antarctica. The National Ice Center reported Monday that the berg named B-22 broke free from an ice tongue in the Amundsen Sea, an area of Antarctica south of the Pacific Ocean. It's 40 miles wide and 53 miles long, covering 2,130 square miles, or about 9 times as large as Singapore. A sizable asteroid zipped near our planet this month without anyone noticing because it traveled through an astronomical blind spot. The space boulder passed Earth within 288,000 miles, or 1.2 times the distance to the Moon, on March 8th. But since it came from the direction of the Sun, scientists did not observe it until 4 days later. With the Boston Archdiocese engulfed in a sex scandal, Cardinal Bernard Law is resisting growing demands for his resignation, reflecting what some experts say is a sense of duty as well as the Church's desire to preserve its hierarchy. Law has acknowledged moving now-defrock priest John Guillohan from parish to parish despite years of evidence. Guillohan was a threat to children. Guillohan has been missing 30 children over 30 years. He is now serving a 9 to 10 year prison sentence for fondling a boy in a swimming pool. Because of the scandal, Law has apologized and turned over to prosecutors the names of more than 80 current and former priests suspected of child abuse over the last 50 years. But Law, 70, has shown no intention of stepping down as leader of the fourth largest U.S. archdiocese with 2 million Catholics. He has been Archbishop since 1984, and up until this crisis was regarded as perhaps the most powerful American in the Roman Catholic Church.
Why do I go to this church?
I'm getting the distinct impression some people are feeling kind of defensive.
All I'm trying to say here is that we need to keep things in perspective. The primary problem of molestation, first of all, is not among the professionals at all. It's among parents who molest their kids, and strangers who molest kids, and friends of the family who molest kids. That's the number one molesters. But among the professions, the primary problem, sick problem, is among mental health professionals, not among clergy. Clergy represent about 11%, according to the study. Priests are only 1% or less. It doesn't excuse anybody, but it just simply keeps things in perspective of what the problem is. And what I'm upset about is the media only picks up on the priest. They don't pick up on the psychiatrists and the psychologists and the social workers. And for example, on Long, not only with that, on Long Island, for example, when someone walked in and killed that priest in Long Island, it wasn't reported on the CBS and the news or NBC News. But I'd be willing to bet you that if some guy went into an abortion clinic and shot a doctor, it'd be number one on the CBS Evening News.
A priest was shot in Long Island?
I didn't hear about it.
Oh, wait. I heard a joke. Why do priests wear long robes? Give up? Tied their boner when they meet your children.
Do you remember the little storm that accompanied him? I think Jimmy Swagger did more belly aching on national TV than the news media really cared about because he wasn't Catholic. But I heard about that gig. It was Operation Candyman. I was telling them this morning. I was telling like Bro about it this morning. And pretty much, it was a club that was posting child pornography, and it said it had anywhere from 3,000 to 7,000 members of this club. They're searching out each and every one. The FBI is involved, and pretty much Yahoo will end up getting its nuts raked across the coals because of it, because Yahoo is not moderating their chat rooms, which they're not monitoring their chat rooms, which is something they're supposed to be doing.
I call this one Seeking Enlightenment.
I said, I'm interested in joining a cult, but I'm not really sure which one. I'd like to find out more about each cult before I make my decision. But I did hear that Christianity is a pretty good cult. It's a big cult, and a lot of people tend to like it. I just wanted to know a little bit about it.
If you don't like that, we're telling you to shut the fuck up and go somewhere else.
I swear, she wasn't talking about me.
The biblical God, and I do want to separate the biblical God from the God that I believe in. The biblical God, you all say, is this loving God. And we all agree that life is a gift from God, whether you believe in the biblical God or the God that I believe in. Yeah, whatever, Blade, there's only one God, right? And you only have one penis, right?
Right.
It was just kind of a joke. But if life is from God, then why does he punish us for using this gift however we see fit? I mean, if we decide to do whatever we want with our life, it is a gift. I mean, when you give someone a gift, you don't punish them for breaking it or losing it, do you? It's a gift. Why should there be any kind of consequence if we live our life and use our gifts the way we see fit?
Napoleon exists, therefore so does God.
How do you actually know that Napoleon ever existed, though? You're just taking somebody else's word for it.
Exactly.
Well, did anybody ever see General Schwarzkopf? General Schwarzkopf was a general. He was a man. Napoleon was a man, and he was a general. I've seen generals. I've seen men. I might not have ever laid eyes on Napoleon, but he was simply another man. A little bit different in God. God is supposed to be this super being, can do all these magical things. I don't think Napoleon was ever claiming that, and I don't think anybody that wrote about Napoleon claimed it. So it's not that logical of a leap to say that I've seen generals that were men now, and I think there were generals that were men back then. Was one of them named Napoleon? Sure, why not? He's not claiming anything outrageous, is he?
So what you're doing is you're basing what you believe on the testimony of other people.
If it proves to be logical, yes. I'm a 6'4", big muscular guy that's in law enforcement. I'm a cop. Is it possible for me to believe that there were 6'4", big muscular, strong guys that lived 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago or 500 years ago? Of course. That's not that hard to figure out. Do I claim to have superpowers? Do I know anybody that has superpowers that can part the Red Sea, that can speak people into existence? No, I've never seen any example of that. So it's a huge logical leap to believe that.
So you're saying if it doesn't sound realistic, then you don't believe it?
I'm saying if it doesn't sound realistic, I'm going to have to see a little bit more proof that it happened.
I guess he still doesn't understand.
Why do you take somebody's word that Napoleon lived, or Alexander the Great lived, or anybody else back years ago lived at any time whenever you don't have any actual proof that they did. You're just taking somebody else's word for it.
Well, tell a second, I don't know how you're not grasping what I'm saying. It's pretty simple. These were men. These were men. There are men that exist today. So what? Whether they exist or not is really irrelevant, to be honest with you. But, yeah, I take it that they existed. I take people's word for it that they existed. These were men. They're not super beings. You're expecting me to believe in a super being. If you can't tell the difference between a man and a god, I don't know what to tell you.
How do you explain men today, human people being in fleshly nature?
Oh, I just can't take this anymore. Roll the music!
If you don't like that we're telling you to shut the fuck up, then go somewhere else.
Life is hard, and so am I. You better give me something so I don't die.
Jesus will strike you down with a brain tumor. You will be dead, dead, dead. We will burn your house to the ground, ground, ground. Your entire DNA will be wiped off the planet, planet, planet.
Why do I go to this church?
Jesus and his lawyer are coming back. Open the door.
Just like you.
Been listening to the What I Wish I Didn't Know show. The What I Wish I Didn't Know show is brought to you on the net, courtesy Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon Radio, if you're not listening to this from there, can be found at spankwagon.n3.net. I hope you enjoyed the show. My name is Kilroy McFadden. Good night.
Jesus will strike you down with a brain tumor.
Wow. Yeah.
That's something.
That was something else, wasn't it?
That's straight from the street. The word on their religions and their god.
Yes.
Or in this case, gods.
Gods, yes, because someone didn't believe in the biblical god.
But when it had a cock.
Yeah. And Napoleon.
Yeah. Napoleon.
Now, you know what that cop, or whoever that guy, I'm 6'4" and I'm law enforcement. You know how he could have won that argument? Mm. Pure and simple. They were saying, you're believing something that you've never seen. When was the last time you saw God?
Exactly.
And I don't think a stain on a wall in a Mexican hotel counts as a Virgin Mary sighting.
Virgin Mary usually appears one of two places.
As a stain?
Pastries or...
Ooh, pastries.
Stain, windows, glass.
Really?
Typically, Virgin Mary is usually found in that crinkle frost glass.
Oh, yeah.
Very popular in Los Angeles. You really aren't going to find it out here in the Southwest.
Yeah. The whole, you know, Guadalupe Mary of whatever it was.
Yeah.
You know, we find those on candles in the supermarket. I think we mentioned that earlier.
I find them typically on the back of Chevrolet products.
How'd you like that? How'd you, good?
That was very interesting. That was very,
very good show. Ha, good job, Kilroy.
So the question actually is, how did the listeners like that?
Yes, listeners. Tell us a little bit of feedback. Actually, we got four ways to bring feedback to Spank Wagon.
Four ways.
We have, of course, you can go to Spank Wagon and email it.
That's right.
Because I have the link at the bottom. You can go to the submit page on Spank Wagon.
That's right. You could submit to the Spank.
Submit to Spank with my kinky code, which, of course, gets posted and reviewed and everything. You can email Kilroy himself. Kilroy's hate mail at yahoo.com.
That's right.
So, and of course, us, trencher@mac.com.
And claudeballs@hotmail.com.
And of course, if you don't know how to spell Claude or balls, then check out the Spank site and go to the links. By the way, got a links coming up soon?
That's right, we're coming up with links right now.
Oh, you are coming up with links right now. I'm talking for the site.
Yeah.
Like you're, because it's a new month?
Don't worry, yeah, new month
don't
is
worry.
Coming up.
Can I hear it? Can I hear it? My favorite two
it's
words.
The first of the month.
My favorite two words. Trust me.
Oh, trust me. Yes. I'm thinking, like, what does your wife say it's to her?
Get off.
Get off. Yeah, get off me is three.
Three, yeah. Stop now. I don't know. I owe someone an apology. I owe one of our faithful listeners an apology.
Yes.
So I want to do that right now. It appears I was rude, but I didn't realize it. Sometime last week, your mom, who is a faithful listener of Spank Wagon,
yes,
was standing in the parking lot.
You're waiting to pick me up, actually.
Waiting to pick you up.
In the car
and
today.
I drove right past her, walked
you
right
walked
past.
Walked past her, you looked at her.
Did I?
According to her, yeah.
Wow, I am sorry. In all sincerity, I wasn't paying attention to anything but getting to my truck and getting home.
That's right. Because
don't take it personal. I wasn't trying to be a dick. So okay. I do apologize. Because it was brought to my attention today over at lunch.
I was like,
I was a dick.
You know,
I'm like, what? When? How? So.
So that's basically what that was right there.
By the way, whoever came up with the gangster haiku site needs to be shot. No, man. The gangster haiku, the ghetto gangster haiku is a great idea. We almost had a site up on our own that was gangster haiku.
That was actually, that died with the mall.
Yeah, it died with the mall.
Well, it was really kind of funny about
if
that.
If you go to the mall and go to the message boards in the mall, gangster haiku.
That's kind of a trip back in time. It's like walking through a ghost town, really. Because what's so funny about that is we had the mall. Or not we, I should say. It was more Trencher and Flying J had the mall.
Yeah.
And I just suddenly popped up on the message boards
mm-hmm.
and started up shit with the mall ate my balls. We have to get that. I got those pics buried somewhere. Those are funny as hell.
Yeah, he took my comic that Flying J and I worked on and then made his own interpretations and stories and did what he
exactly.
wanted to do.
Exactly. And then basically what we ended up with, too, is started writing ghetto haikus.
Yep.
And you can see those message boards. And what was funny is more people visited the ghetto haikus than
they actually did the comic. No one read the goddamn comic. Not like we weren't putting hours of our week into it, you know. 1 week for one comic, we were working on it.
One pain. Page.
For one whole page, man. It was tough, but it was a learning experience. Now, let's see. Coming out of covering other things, I got some stuff that I've been finding online, and I think our listeners might enjoy.
And what did you find?
Well, a few news articles, and something that relates to a conversation that you and I had a couple weeks ago with Tit.
And what's that?
Well, I'll get to that first, actually. Let me just get my stuff sorted out so I don't screw it all up.
Go right ahead.
But what happened is there is a guy who got arrested in Twin Cities up in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota, like Minneapolis, St.
Paul,
Twin Cities. And the guy is called the Burper. Basically,
the Burper.
Yes. This is coming from the Star Tribune and the St. Paul Pioneer Press. But here's what it says. Man admits breaking into police radio calls.
Okay.
A Burnsville man pleaded guilty Monday to obstructing the legal process in connection with repeatedly breaking into police radio communications.
Breaking into their communications. Disrupting.
Yes, disrupting. Sometimes urging officers to shoot suspects.
Really?
And I won't say his name. Aaron here, though, his first name, and I won't say the rest, will be sentenced in Dakota County District Court on March 19th. Goldberg cannot be reached for comment. Oops, I just said his fucking whole name.
Who cares?
Yeah, really, it's in the press. It's open information. Since at least April 2000, Burnsville Police and Fire, along with several other public safety agencies, experienced unauthorized radio communications on their radio frequencies, according to the criminal complaint. Burnsville officials documented about 25 incidents where they believe that it was caused by the same guy.
Yeah.
As they called him a hacker.
A hacker.
They could have called him a hacker. This is a term they used in the press. I don't know. It doesn't look quoted. Now, on February 4th, 2001, a Burnsville officer heard a male voice say in the air, "You betcha," and noted that the transmission was extremely clear, causing the officer to suspect that the source of the transmission was close by. Just after hearing the transmission, the officer saw a car that was one of the suspected vehicles involved in the radio transmission. So they kind of had a lead on this guy already.
Yeah.
Officers observed the driver take a handheld radio transmitter, place it in front of his mouth at that moment. Officers heard a male voice over the radio that appeared to have used an obscenity. When stopped by the police, Goldberg said he had broadcast on the Burnsville emergency frequency more times than he could count on his hands. He just admitted it.
Just right then and
just
there.
Just right there, according to the criminal complaint, that he admitted this.
Never mind your Miranda rights.
Exactly. Gone. Totally gone, your Miranda rights. Yeah, you can't argue that in court anymore. When asked why he did it, Goldberg stated it was just stupid. So, he doesn't even have a good reason as to why he did that. But that was going into a conversation that we were having with Tit, because he thought it would be funny to start
blocking police frequencies and whatnot.
So, there you go.
Crime doesn't pay.
No, that does not pay.
Neither does stupidity. You have that shit out in the open.
But yeah, he did it right in the open, he got caught, and then he admitted to it right away before his Miranda was read. So, other things I found online. I'm sorry, you were saying something?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Other things I found online. Here's a nice little thing. Mrs. Brady bought a gun.
Mrs. Brady bought a gun.
Remember when Reagan was shot in 81?
Yeah, the Brady Bill. Yes.
The Brady Bill was passed because her husband got hit with a stray bullet. Mm-hmm. Well, she has actually gone out and buy a gun. Now, keep in mind that Brady is...
Miss Brady, who's against gun control...
Who's totally against guns...
Or guns, I'm sorry. Not gun control.
Yeah.
Who's in favor of
gun control...
And doesn't want you or I to bear our arms, as in the Constitution.
Bought a gun. So.
Wow. And do we know why?
No, we don't know why. Personal safety was the reason that they indicated. I didn't get too far into it. I just kind of snapped the headline.
Interesting.
Here's another good one.
It's also kind of like the leader of the Right to Lifers had an abortion.
Yeah.
That's on that same level.
Right to Life, let's kill someone to make sure they understand our sign or our whatever.
Yeah.
Now, here's another good one. This kind of goes along the religion line. But one of the better urban myths that have made the rounds in some quarters is the story of Russian scientists who drilled so deeply into the Earth's crust accidentally broke through into hell.
I actually read this in the Weekly World News, that when they pulled the drill bit up, there was a demon on the end of the auger.
See,
so I've actually read the story.
You've heard the demon one. Someone has finally done the digging, took some time to investigate it properly, dragging the person back to start it all, blah, blah, blah. Sad to say, the place that wholeheartedly sold this and believed in this was Trinity Broadcasting.
Trinity Broadcasting.
Now, if you don't know what Trinity Broadcasting is, it's Bible Thump TV, pure and simple.
Basically, I am very anti-religion, organized religion.
You're an atheist. Just say it.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm pretty much an atheist right there. At the same time, I don't feel the need to shove my shit down the other people's throats. And at the same token,
Trinity Broadcasting though.
Feel it should be stopped.
Yeah, Trinity Broadcasting, all it is televangelist network. That's it.
Hypocritical televangelist.
Very hypocritical.
At that. These are people that sit on lavish sets with live plants and gold and cater to people
and
who
that lady
are
with
poor.
Pink fucking hair.
My father actually used to call her Weeping Wilhelmina. Because
she did the Tammy Faye Baker thing.
And then after Tammy Faye Baker did that shit and got busted, she stopped. But she still looks... she has four eyes,
yeah.
and she doesn't have hair. I'm sorry, she's fucking wearing cotton candy.
Yeah, yes, it is cotton candy.
I'm telling
By
you.
The way, Reverend Hammer, I want my Bible Thump TV.
You want your Bible Thump TV? Well, you know what, pal? You need UHF. All right,
there you go. Now, along with Trinity Broadcasting, a small number of newspapers took the story as a serious item, without even making a phone call to verify in the first place that it was real or legitimate. So they just kind of blindly took it. One webpage, one of these Christian webpages, mm-hmm. even supposedly has an audio recording of the alleged sounds that were heard. Basically, the people who are reporting this goes, it sounds like they had a lot of fun making that tape.
That's funny.
So
I used to say, pictures guy, well, what the fuck is this? He's a demon. Get his off.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh, demon on the drill bit, you know. And
yeah, that's actually kind of funny, too, because that's actually another screams inside from hell, joke to a coworker.
Supposedly screams from hell. You
screams
know.
From hell.
That's what they supposedly have on this, you know. It's like, okay, they were talking about how it was hotter than they imagined. Of course it's going to be hot. Mm-hmm. Volcano? Hello, people. Someone just wasn't thinking.
You know, you don't need to go very far to feel heat in the earth.
No.
I'm not talking to hell.
No.
I'm talking about just the fact that you get close to goddamn lava. Virginia City. The Comstock Lode is why Nevada is called the Silver State, mm-hmm. number one. Number two, it's also the reason silver is insanely cheap compared to gold.
Right, because there's so much of it.
The Comstock Lode, this one mine in Nevada is the entire reason. For a lot of people that don't know, here's a quick lesson for you. This mine, is they didn't stop it. It's not tapped out.
Right.
They had to cease operations because they followed the vein down so far that they just kept hitting boiling spring water constantly.
Wow.
And it's you know, once you get past 130 degrees, just in a tunnel,
yeah.
It's time to cut out.
Pretty much.
But
and
yeah.
I think a lot of it is, though, is depth. I mean, you could dig like 10 feet into the earth and it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You dig another 20 feet, a little bit more warmer, but not much.
No.
It's really when you get in the hundreds of feet. Like
mm-hmm.
the diamond mines in Africa,
mm-hmm.
those are deep, 2 mile deep, not 2 mile, that's way too deep.
Yeah.
Like, a quarter mile deep mines,
mm-hmm.
and it's
and that's kind of like what it is up in Nevada because
yeah.
you got to remember it's a mountain you're going down.
Yep,
mountain means higher than the normal level you'd
yep.
have that. But yeah, that's that's not hell. That's just that's natural.
Yep,
fucking religious people.
But they want to have their beliefs. Fine, have their
yep.
beliefs, but now they have a network to spread their beliefs. Now I can imagine someone on the Trinity going, hell,
yeah.
here's hell, here's
yeah.
audio recording proof.
Just to let you know, too, our local cable company here in Las Vegas, I was quite disappointed with because they did a new channel lineup that I now get blasted with three Bible channels.
They put them so far up on the frequency
that
you can't...
You have to pay a shitload of cash to get
you
them.
You have
so
to pay cash, and B... You have to flip your channel for half an hour before you just happen to find them.
And the problem is, way before you get to them, you're either going to find A, a good movie, or B, auto racing.
Exactly. And auto racing and good movies. I mean, today was Mel Brooks Day in the TV. I noticed that. But
yes, I saw that too. We went from silent movie to
History of the World.
To Be or Not to Be.
To Be Not to Be.
Then everything else. It's actually quite a very religious day because we saw History of the World.
And then we were watching Moses on TV because,
We saw Moses twice.
Yes.
We saw Mel Brooks as Moses.
Mel Brooks as Moses. But I think I think it's the TV stations, milking what they can from religion. Because Christmas, they play all the religious stuff and Scrooge on every channel and Wonderful Life. Easter, Moses, and Ben-Hur seems to get played.
You let me tell you something. From the standpoint of it is, exclude the religious shit. Ten Commandments is a pretty good movie. You got
good
some pretty good special effects, some excellent acting.
Good story.
Exactly.
Now,
it's not bad, okay? So it's not a bad movie. But what the fuck does that have to do with bunnies in Christ? There were no rabbits in the fucking desert. Moses didn't come upon a fucking Easter egg hunt.
No.
Okay? Nobody got nailed to shit. Alright? Nobody rose from the fucking dead.
Supposedly, it's Easter that celebrates the time that Jesus was nailed to the cross, and three days later...
And Jesus was where? Where was the cameo by Christ in that?
There was no cameo by Christ, but...
Is it an Easter egg? Literally, is he behind Yul Brynner?
No.
Peek-a-boo!
the big Yul Brynner snowman.
Is he like Pac-Man and Tron?
No. But what I'm trying to say is, it's like they have to compensate. They have to do that compensation. Well, let's throw something religious, seemingly religious, on TV. Let's compensate for the fact that we shove shit, bad programming down people's throats.
Actually, I think that's kind of, I think it's pretty segregated myself.
How so?
Well, you know what? You never see anything else. You never see a Ramadan special.
No.
I think...
Ramadan, I'm sorry, that just reminded me of a bad joke.
Yeah, Rumba's down.
Yeah, Rumba's down.
Funny.
Inside joke.
Another inside joke. No, but you know what? I think the closest I've ever seen anybody get to commercializing another religious holiday outside of Catholicism or Christianity?
Don't say Kwanzaa.
No.
So I've seen Kwanzaa cards.
The Hanukkah song.
Adam Sandler.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody has the Passover song, you know. I don't know much about Passover, so I couldn't really write that. And that's kind of on the fly right there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know what? If we're so politically correct right now, I think what we should do, I think that's one subject where we should just run into the fucking ground to get it over with.
What?
Just, you know, fucking having to cater to everybody.
Yeah. Well, PC.
That would bring it out right there, yeah. And people get so sick of it, they want to take it off.
I think people already are sick of, like, PC and doing stuff like that. As a society, we've gone, like, in the 80s, we had the PC bomb. I mean, early 90s, 90, 91, mm-hmm. 89.
It just went...
We had a PC bomb where everything had to be politically correct. Everything had to be perfect. Now, the correlation, though, with the PC bomb, it went off at the same time we were in the Gulf War.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see a correlation. We're now heading towards another PC bomb. Because little things that don't really mean shit, people take the wrong way.
Yeah.
In our office, we have a poster. And what it is, it's a poster of our city laid out in its grid with servers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the servers is sitting in a grid that is near the geographical location of Nellis, but McCarran International Airport.
Yeah.
The plane is headed straight for the server.
Where did you hear that?
Someone had a problem with it.
Where did you hear that?
I heard that from my supervisor.
You know where that came up at?
Dare I ask?
Me.
Really?
I was actually in the office talking with her about some stuff, and I said, don't you think that picture is inappropriate? And she said, why? I said, because you have an airplane representing Nellis, and it looks like it's flying into a server, which looks like the Twin Towers office building.
You see, and I thought...
And that I didn't know that went any further. She laughed it off.
Yeah, it wasn't laughed off. It seriously had to be considered. That's political correctness come back. And why? We're in a time...
I had no idea at all.
Yes, politically correctness is coming back. And it's horrible because I hate political correctness.
You know what? That's another thing, too, actually. City of Las Vegas is changing its seal.
Yes.
Because it looks like a plane is flying into an office building, a non-existent office building at that.
Because we don't have many office buildings. We have, like, two of them here.
Exactly.
But, hey, we're getting high-rise apartments.
That's right, man.
Our mayor.
Up, and we got the new correctional facility.
Yep.
Rock on.
Our mayor understands what makes a city.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's a big drunk.
Of buildings.
But he's a good guy. Now... another article here.
I'm sorry. I'm still laughing about that picture. I can't believe she took that so seriously.
And PC is coming back. We're fucked. So please remember that when it's inappropriate to wear shirts like I do, like the I'm not antisocial, I just don't like you,
mm-hmm.
that'll be in, you know.
You can't wear that to work?
Oh, I can't wear that to work.
Really?
I cannot wear that. I can wear it on a casual day, like a Sunday casual day. I cannot wear it on a normal work day.
Interesting.
You know, and that's part me, and that's just part dress code.
That's quite interesting.
You know, like I said, it is part me because I don't want to give off the wrong interpretation. It's bad enough that, you know, from all these different sources, I'm hearing that I am Satan in the workplace.
You are. You're wearing red.
Well, you know, I'm wearing red with dragons. I guess I'm an Asian Satan. But anyhow,
well, actually,
for a white guy.
Not very Christian, you know. I mean,
I'm not very,
magic,
you know,
Satan
I'm not very Catholic, but yet I'm Catholic.
Yeah, you're recovering, you know? Catholic, which means you're walking less funny.
Yes. Yes. I don't have to wear a dress. Can't hear the zipper. That's how the joke goes, Kilroy. Why do they wear something like a dress? Because you don't hear a zipper. Love it, though. That was good. That show was good. Another lawsuit that I think is completely and utter bullshit is three large U.S. companies were named in a lawsuit filed Tuesday on behalf of black Americans descended from slaves.
I heard a part of this, but go ahead.
The first ever class action lawsuit seeking reparations from firms from profiting from slavery. Aetna, the insurance, CSX, which is a train
CSX, yes. They actually ship cargo across the country.
They ship cargo. And Fleet Boston Financial Corp. were named in a lawsuit filed in Brooklyn Federal Court by a 36-year-old black activist named Deidre Farmer-Pellman. In the latest step by some blacks to get compensation for their, you know, for what their ancestors suffered as slaves. Now, this is expected, of course, to be highly controversial since the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that corporations have the same right as individuals. Now, this is from back in the 1850s.
Yeah.
Now, this one rule is also causing another problem because corporations are actually considered a natural citizen.
A natural citizen.
Natural citizen. A corporation could be considered a person.
A person.
They
entitled to the same types of rights as a whole.
Exactly. Now, this is causing, of course, this to be an applicable case. Problem is, all three of those companies I just named did not exist in the current form that they do now.
Unlike Jewish people who sued Volkswagen and others. Volkswagen was Volkswagen. It's still the same company, so I can understand that.
But these people, you know, these companies aren't the same companies that they were. It's not just, you know, thinking in different management, but it's totally different enterprise.
Yeah, it's something totally different. That's like somebody suing Bonanza Airlines, which is now a part of, like, National.
Exactly. It's just, it's not right. In my opinion...
I have a question. Now, basic legal? What about statute of limitations, anyway?
Exactly. But see, this is a class action.
Class action.
So I don't believe the statute of limitations work on this, because it's not being brought in as a criminal case. It's being brought in as a class action case.
What's
criminal cases usually have a statute of limitations. Some states offer it. Some certain crimes actually offer it. Not all. With this being a class action lawsuit, it's more like a civil lawsuit, where there really is no statute of limitations. It's like a civil rights type lawsuit. I don't know how else to really explain it. I could do some research and I can get back to you next week on that.
That's fine.
Basically, this lady is going psycho by just suing these people, saying, we want like billions of dollars because you caused us problems.
I don't think that's a good idea.
And the companies are saying, lady, this is 150 years later at the most, or at the least, I should say, and we're different now than we were then. It's not the same as it was. We're going to have to keep an eye on this one.
There's also one thing I'm going to bring up, and I don't give a shit if this offends anybody or anything like that, but what about ex post facto?
Explain.
Ex post facto says, it's a whole Latin thing. Specifically, it's called something after the fact.
Right.
What it means, let's say, this is what ex post facto protects you from. Let's say drunk driving is illegal, and they vote it. Or drunk driving is legal. You can drive while...
If you killed someone while it was legal, you can't be sued while it's illegal because it happened previously. Yes.
Now, during the times when they retained slaves, let's face it, a slave is actually a commodity. It's not a degrading thing.
It's just how it was registered back then.
Exactly. Now, when they had slaves as manpower to use, it was legal.
Right.
Now, slavery was illegal, thus they did not use them anymore.
Exactly.
It's kind of like saying DDT is now illegal, but you're going to still sue manufacturers of it, even though they had nothing to fucking do with it.
Exactly, because they were just doing what was allowed back then.
Once they said, you can't use this, we found it's killing, said, okay, fine, we're not going to do it.
Exactly. It's car manufacturers, use it another way. Seatbelts were not put commonly into cars until after 64.
That's when they were pretty made standard. That actually had a lot to do with Caltrans in California.
Now, I got into a car accident. Wait, let me rephrase this. Let me take this back, change it around. 1986 seatbelt law became a law. We had to wear your seatbelts by law.
Okay, you're talking about where you couldn't drive without a seatbelt.
You couldn't drive without a seatbelt. My mother and I, when I was a kid, in 85, got into a car accident. I went into a windshield. My mom broke her nose on the steering wheel because we weren't wearing our seatbelts. Mm-hmm. We can't sue anybody about that. You know what I'm saying? No one could sue us. I couldn't sue my mom for, hey, I didn't wear a seatbelt. This is your fault.
You didn't have to. We didn't have to. Exactly.
You can't blame anybody. So
that's basically what ex post facto is.
Makes sense.
You cannot punish after the fact. So let's say, exactly. It's like at midnight, it becomes illegal to drive drunk. You get busted at 11:59. You get pulled over for that, right? You stop and you get out. They can't touch you.
Exactly.
And then after that, you know, you can't drive drunk. Well, fine. You did not commit a crime because it was not a crime at that time.
Exactly. And that makes perfectly good sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're going to find out how this goes. This is one of the ones that I'm going to keep up on throughout the time.
And I really do hope that that's going to be thrown out. And the reason being is...
I think it would be.
I don't think that's a valid claim. There are a lot of people in this world that suffer. That's basically like in Nevada. Right now, I think that there should be a cap on pain and suffering. This is the reason we are losing a lot of doctors.
This is the reason we're having doctors. The malpractice insurance is astronomically, asininely high here.
Yes, and that's why we can't attract. That's why we do not have a good medical healthcare system in Southern Nevada.
Yep.
Because we cannot attract the kind of talented doctors and physicians that we need, because it's uneconomic for them to hold practice here.
Well, a lot of doctors have to quit. I was just reading in the Las Vegas Sun, a doctor who has 30 patients, all about due about the same time, pregnancy. He don't know if he can help them. And he's already making preparations to sign a waiver so he can help them, just so he can clear out his 30 caseload and quit.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of it is just...
kind of also very interesting on that same token, a lot of pediatricians helping women through pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
In the past few years, and especially now with this healthcare crisis for pregnant women, a big booming thing here in Southern Nevada. It's really come down from Utah to, and really picked up here. Midwives.
Midwives, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Eek. That's scary.
It is in a way, because they're not licensed.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're licensed or not. There may be, I doubt it. But they're not. They don't necessarily have guaranteed the same kind of training as a professional physician.
Yeah. Okay. Who knows? All I have to say is that, you know,
fuck them.
Fuck it. You know, it's pathetic that doctors can't do their job because of Sue Happy people. It's sad that, yeah, this lady is litigation happy, as Reverend Hammer says.
She's not working. I'm sorry, you know. I'm not out there suing.
And she's an activist. So that means that right then and there, you know that...
This is actually something...
This is something that they researched enough.
This is something I actually got into an argument with Flying J about.
Hmm.
I take an attitude of be human about it. Being human means doing what's right and then sometimes acting off of... gut feelings and emotions and other things. You know, I think that's totally to be celebrated, unlike a lot of people on the stodgy.
Yeah.
We got into an argument about the Binion trial.
Okay.
Flying J says that Sandra Murphy should not have been convicted.
Binion trial, just for a little bit of background, was a big court case here where...
Benny Binion,
who owned the horseshoe, was murdered.
No. Benny Binion owned the horseshoe and started it. He had a son, Ted Binion.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Binion was the one who took it over after Benny passed away. And what happened was Ted had a problem with chasing the dragon, is the street term,
mm-hmm.
Smoking black tar heroin.
Oofed.
And he didn't want to get AIDS or anything, so he didn't want to use needles.
Mm-hmm.
But he loved heroin. So basically what happened is he met this woman, Sandra Murphy, at Cheat as a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
And then she moved in with him, and they were not married. But she had another lover guy,
Rick Tavish.
Rick Tavish was actually somebody who was on previous convictions using force and things like that to force people to sign contracts. And
he was a mob muscle type guy.
Kind of, but not working for
the mob. Not the mob, though.
Yeah. He was one of these... he's a loose cannon. He's not an enforcer. He's a fucking loose cannon.
Right.
To be honest. So Binion ends up dead, okay? And then he's out on Pahrump over the hill digging up fucking silver from a vault, a mm-hmm. hidden vault. Now...
That no one can find.
Exactly. And he rents all these goddamn dump trucks to haul off all these tons and tons of precious metals. That's not just, you know, ore, but fucking bullion cubes.
Yep.
Or bullion and blocks and cubes. And bars. Now, this is the problem that I have. Okay. Sandra Murphy fucking killed Binion. She fucking killed Binion, okay? And Rick Tavish helped her, okay? The evidence I've seen right there and looking at him, it's got a feeling, you know. Flying J... This is what Flying J says, and this is why I think it's very hypocritical. Flying J says they should not have been convicted. I go, did they do it? He goes, yes. I go, then why shouldn't they have been convicted? He goes, because they didn't have enough hardcore rock-solid evidence. And I'm sorry, but
that's...
you know what? They're fucking guilty.
Yeah. See, the problem with the court system is there may never be hard rock evidence, but... Mm-hmm. That's asking the impossible. You know, that's why
you have,
you know,
jury.
That's why you have circumstantial evidence. That's why you have, mm-hmm. you know,
Flying J. I asked him. I go,
forensic evidence.
Yeah, and I asked him. I go, gut feeling. Do you think that Sandra Murphy and Rick Tavish killed Binion by whatever means possible, and then wanted to steal all his fucking gold or silver out in front? Because, well, of course, she's exactly the type. She was there. She had all the means to do it. All the reason to do everything. I go, but you don't think that they should have been convicted? No.
That's weird.
That
doesn't make sense to me. That's hypocritical.
I was like, you're going. I go. I understand where you want everything in a by the numbers thing.
Why would you believe in the feeling, and yet expect more in hard evidence?
Yeah. That to me is too dangerous.
Yeah.
And to be honest, you know, there's one thing I think is very chicken shit of Rick Tavish. Rick Tavish wants his case appealed. Rick Tabish wants either a lighter sentence or he wants to be let off scot-free. When Rick Tabish was convicted, okay, he could have had the death penalty.
Right.
The death penalty was on the fucking table.
Mm-hmm.
The prosecutors didn't push for it. They said, this is what happened, these are the facts. These are the types of the possibilities of sentencing you can give to him now that he's found guilty. Base your judgment of what you want. If you want him put to death, have him put to death. You want him to just get paroled in a couple of years, have him paroled in a couple of years. You want him in jail for life or whatever, do whatever. It's up to you. Do what you feel appropriate. The jury voted life with the possibility of parole in like 20, 30 years. When the sentencing came down and they said life in prison with the possibility of parole, he said thank you to the jury. He fucking knew it. He's fucking guilty. He was only happy that he gets to fucking eventually get out.
Right.
You know what? You fucking... He knows he did the shit, and that's why he was thankful to at least have a sentence with a fucking chance of hope to get out to see his family later on.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I think he fucking deserves it.
Nope.
But you know what? He fucking said thank you. He accepted the fucking punishment. Now he wants to go back on it. Now, I'm not saying fuck it. That's wrong, because you know what? That's life.
Yeah.
Life is getting dealt shit and then trying not just to make the best of it. When life hands you lemons, you do one of two things. You make lemonade, or you fucking sue for damages.
Okay? Spoken like a true Californian.
Hey, no, I'm not fucking from California, man. That's spoken like a true fucking humanitarian.
And it's true.
Okay, I'm looking out for humanitarian.
Looking out for
out
yourself.
For one human, me.
You.
That's right.
Speaking of humanitarian causes, I think we're going to go ahead and cut to a short break here. So we're going to go ahead and cut to some tunage.
That's right, we'll be back and we'll do more debates about and jokes about religion.
Yeah, some religion. Actually, I got some tech news, so we'll bring up some tech bits after this. And
no question, you think it was hard giving baby Jesus a bath?
No, hard giving Moses a bath. Baby Jesus and Moses would be the worst two to give a bath.
Yeah, Moses
a
fucking water
splits. Parts the
and
tub and
Jesus won't go
just
down in the
won't
water.
Won't go into it.
That's right.
You know?
Leave
you could
open.
Never invite those two to a pool party. They ruined it all.
They'd fuck it up.
It's
you know,
horrible.
Fucking, you know, Jesus as a kid, you know, what were you born in? Never mind. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
Exactly it.
When were you born? Before. Anywho, we'll be back. the song's now out.
Johnny was the devil, and he listened to Spank Wagon Radio.
Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we get eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a new list of people who are Jewish. Just like you and me. Winona Ryder drinks Manischewitz wine, then spins a dreidel with Ralph Lauren and Calvin Klein. Guess who gives and receives loads of Hanukkah toys? The girls from Baruch Assault and all three Beastie Boys. Lenny Kravitz is half Jewish, Courtney Love is half too. Put them together, what a funky badass shoe. Yasmin Bleeth from Baywatch is Jewish, and yes, her boobs are real. Put on a yarmulke, a shabonica. Two-time Oscar winner Dustin Hoffman celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, still not a Jew. Guess who is the guy who does the voice for Scooby-Doo? Bob Dylan was born a Jew. Then he wasn't, but now he's back. Mary Tyler Moore's husband is Jewish, cause we're pretty good in the sack. Guess who got bar mitzvahed on the PGA Tour? No, I'm not talking about Tiger Woods. I'm talking about Mr. Happy Gilmore. Jewish, but my mother thinks he is. Tell that wool of Monica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. It's not pronounced Hanukkah, the sea is silent in Hanukkah. So read your hooked on Monica, get drunk in Tijuanaka.
Oh. Now we're back. Hey, hi. Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank Wagon.
Only found at spankwagon.m3.net.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, man, we plugged that hole more than Dutch boys do dykes.
I dare ask. Other than the thumb, how else do you plug a dyke? Yeah, make him eat cheese.
And put him bum.
Thank you. I'm going to be here all week.
Yeah, that was better than mine.
Which one was yours?
Cork strap on.
Cork strap on. Man.
I just thought of something right now. I can't say on the air, man, because it's going to piss off some coworkers.
It's all about pissing someone off. Boy, you wanted me to mention something about DirecTV.
Yes, DirecTV has a new commercial.
Oh?
DirecTV DSL.
Okay. DSL?
DSL.
Direct... Okay.
Yeah, tell me another one. Yeah.
DirecTV DSL. Is that like trying to go over cable TV in the cable modem market?
Yeah, they're trying to, but they're failing. DirecTV is already fucking losing. You heard the best thing about DirecTV, what they're losing?
What are they losing?
The NFL contract.
Oh, thank God. Do you realize what the cable companies are going to do if they get a hold of that contract?
Oh, they're next in line. So anyhow, check this out. There's this commercial. It's like the last-ditch effort to save fucking DirecTV, man. Hmm. I mean, their ad campaign is like the equivalent of trying to raise the fucking Titanic with, you know, fucking balloons. It's not going to fucking work.
Okay.
You know, so this guy, the guy's like going like this, click, 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 click. He's like fucking just going through web pages like nobody's business.
Right.
Like, you know, like a lot of fucking people, you know, like I do. And the people at work do, you know?
Yeah.
So here's a warning message comes up. Ding! He goes, warning, you are now at the end of the internet. You have seen everything there is to see. Please go back. Thank you.
Funny, okay.
Now, the thing is like, honey, he goes, with DirecTV, you'll go everywhere on the internet, blah, 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 new DSL. And it's like, the commercial to you is supposed to imply that he's downloaded so much so fast he's seen everything there is to see. That says only one thing to me. See, the internet also has the realms of child porn, bestiality, so you have to think, if he's at the end of the internet, where's Bob with his DirecTV DSL been hanging out at?
He's seen everything.
Exactly.
He has seen interspecies animal husbandry.
You know, I thought about making that a link, too. That was spooky.
You gotta do 1 month of links where they're all porn links. Porn month. We gotta do porn month for the links.
What would have been good to do for February?
What, a short month?
Yeah.
Huh? Who knows?
Porn History Month.
Porn, ooh. Yeah, get some retro porn. Some 70s.
You ever seen 70s, hardcore 70s porn?
It's pretty lame.
It's horrible. Dude, it's like watching fucking Neanderthals, mate, dude.
Hey, but our hero,
you understand,
Ron,
man.
Jeremy.
Nobody fucking shaved back then. I've seen that stuff.
Ew. Ew.
Yeah. Ew. They were true bush women.
But I thought you were a blonde.
Yeah, live with it, kid.
Anywho, going on the text editor.
don't do the deep voice thing, because all I can picture is the fucking thing like a snake jumping out of the grass. Blah! Ah! How about you're a woman, huh?
Speaking of which, I just want to mention that Spank Wagon Radio is a proud sponsor of the GSL fund.
Uh-huh.
And which we will kind of cover in the future.
We may cover that in the future right there. If you're a good listener and on the end,
please submit to the GSL fund.
Yeah, you'll know what that
ask
is.
Ask us about it and we'll
kind of
maybe.
Kind of a coming soon thing.
Yeah,
you don't want to give it away just yet.
But you know what? I'm not going to tell anybody anything. I think it's too damn funny. We're going to keep it an in-joke. Back under the tech news.
Yeah, good announcement. Yeah.
Hey, got to tease him, you know, kind of dangle the carrot in front of the ass.
Of the ass.
Donkey.
Oh, I'm thinking like...
You're thinking like 70s porn, carrots and fuzzy ass. Well, again.
I don't think I ever saw it.
We had something going on with, you know...
You said something about Ron Jeremy.
Oh, no, actually, I was getting on back to the tech stuff before we got to the porn.
What does Ron Jeremy have to do with tech stuff?
Nothing, really.
No matter wherever you see a picture of fucking Ron Jeremy in public, it's the same pose of...
Yeah, his mouth's open, he has that tongue kind of... It's like, it's Lockjaw from eating so much pussy. Pure and simple, he ate so much pussy, he got Lockjaw.
What's scary about that is it comes from... was it tetanus? Oh, I think I licked a nail.
Sorry, it broke off.
Oh, God. Well, if you are still listening, good. If you're not, you just missed a good joke.
Lockjaw.
Lockjaw by pussy. Speaking of things that are
fucked
up.
I'd imagine he's had carpal tunnel syndrome, though. You know, because carpal is repetitive.
Yeah. But
picking hairs out.
That was picking hairs. See, I'm wondering, do fluffers get carpal tunnel syndrome? Do they have to wear special wrist protectors?
I don't know. Where do they get fluffers from?
I don't know.
Are fluffers the old porn stars?
They could be.
Is it like what you do with cars when you have the one car you don't care about anymore and you make it a winner beater?
Yeah. Possible.
That's right.
You know, that where do fluffers come from?
That's right. She can handle the salt damage. That's kind of funny, actually. I didn't think about fully through before I said that. That was pretty damn hilarious.
Oh my god, that's...
Excuse me, where's the salt belt? It's on the bottom. You just imagine that, you know. An inside joke at one of them things. That'd be funny as hell to me.
Oh dear. Well, I was going to read stuff about the internet, but it seems like porn's taking over the conversation yet
porn
again.
Porn takes over everything.
Porn, yeah.
All mediums of communications.
Hey, if anybody can make money on the internet and make money with any new form of communication, it will be porn. Pure and simple. Movies, videos, they were the first to embrace the VHS and beta and the video format. They were the first to embrace DVD movies.
But porn was expensive back in the day.
No.
Let me tell you something. When porn first fucking came out, man, I've seen ads for this shit. $80 a cassette.
Okay. Was it one of the 4-hour cassettes or just a half hour?
This is more like it was probably like a 4-hour.
See, that's what gets me. $50 for a 4-hour tape. I'm never going to see all 4 hours. I don't know about you. I'm probably going to make it fast forwarded through maybe 15 minutes at a time. I'm not going to see all 4 hours of a porn tape.
I want to get the best dollar for my money, so where's the money shot?
Yeah, exactly. Now, the porn industry, you know, CD-ROMs, the cartoon, or not cartoon, but the movie CD-ROMs, stuff like that, you could go to the bookstore or the adult bookstore and get...
What's funny is nobody gets porn on books anymore.
No, no one does. It's
no, that's not true. That's not true. They sell pornographic books.
Wait, good porn is expensive. Bad amateur porn is still 3 for $10. I like amateur porn.
You like amateur porn?
I like amateur porn.
Why is that?
I don't know. Just something about amateur porn to think, I don't know, maybe they're like the chick is my good-looking neighbor who lives somewhere in this neighborhood.
So for you, amateur porn is basically the equivalent of sticking a quarter in the crank machine outside the thing when you're a little kid. You don't know what kind of prize you're going to get. Maybe it'll be a high bounce ball. Maybe it'll be some shitty gum.
Exactly. So shitty porn, stale gum.
Yeah,
or
maybe it'll be some shitty porn, or maybe it's the next-door neighbor.
Yeah, who knows?
I have a question. What would you do if it was a next-door neighbor?
I'd freak. I would absolutely go fucking ballistic laughing my ass off. Like, you know, I sit there...
Are you a contributor?
Contributor? No, I am definitely not a contributor. I am too shy.
You're too shy?
I'm far too shy.
You wouldn't be the unknown comic with the bag on your head?
No bag on my head. I couldn't do it. I have... My self-esteem is that of nothing, you know? I have no self-esteem. I could never do that. Could you do that?
Could I do that? I don't know, man.
You seem to be very full of yourself.
I like me. I don't have the physique for it, though.
No,
we already heard
today that our angry black man, you know, our friend, he was already talking about today about running around the hotels naked, getting jacuzzis naked.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
What? You know, I mean, I could never do anything like that. It's a modesty thing. Maybe it's because I am a recovering Catholic. I don't know. I mean, it's guilt.
Well, it's not like you're fucking, like, you know, like going out to the ice cream truck nude.
True.
That just makes me laugh. Very true. You're all modest and stuff. I can just picture what the first time was. You're like,
eyes closed, man. Oh, hell no. Eyes are right open. But we're not going to go into the first time now. This is,
Speaking of which, you have a video camera. Where's it at?
Dead battery, actually, in the closet.
In the closet.
Don't give me that. No. Do not start go kind of, oh, yeah, the closet. Yeah, bullshit.
Sure.
Bullshit. Sure. Hey, did you hear about the Xbox?
Topic change.
Did you hear about that Xbox problem?
No, I did not.
Scratching the hell out of CDs.
Oh, that's swell.
Yes, it seems that the Xbox is scratching music CDs. It seems that the Xbox can play your music CDs, DVDs, and whatnot, but has a design feature where it is... I love that. A design feature.
Feature, not a flaw.
No.
A feature.
A feature where it can scratch some of your discs along the outside rim. I don't know about you, but it's usually inside rim that...
It does the most damage.
Stores the damage.
It stores
the information.
From the inside out. Yeah.
Right. So it's inside. Hey, Kilroy, welcome on.
It's about damn time.
Really, slacker. So the
It scratches the outside
rim, which to me doesn't seem like too big of a deal.
Well, that depends. That depends. Let me explain why. If depending upon one, the game itself, not so much the data for the video game. A lot of games, you got to remember, they play CD audio tracks.
True. Very true.
And if you're playing fucking DVDs.
Yeah.
Let's say you're watching The Stand. You ever seen The Stand?
I've seen The Stand.
6 hours on one side. It uses a dual layer.
Yeah.
Check this out. Hold your finger. And this is for the listeners at home, too. Hold your finger. Put your arm out as far as you can. Hold your finger up and look at it, right?
Okay.
Focus on your finger.
Okay.
Notice how everything in the background is fuzzy?
Yep.
Now look at everything in the background. Notice how your finger's fuzzy?
Yep.
That's how dual-layer DVD works. It focuses on the two layers that way.
Interesting.
So it can read. That's how they can pack so much data on there without heavy compression, such as MPEG-4.
Yeah.
Which is really fucking people over on the licensing, I heard.
Oh, yeah. The licensing absolutely sucks. But, you know, that's that whole DCMA. If you remember, we were talking about the corporations earlier and
yeah.
how corporations are considered a person. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that's going to help, like, the DCMA and the... all the internet radio, which...
by the way, that's I don't know if I've
heard that before. That's going to fuck us. I don't know.
A couple very interesting things a lot of people are really pissed about. Number one, a DVD player for Linux.
DivX. Or not DivX, but the DCSS.
No, for Linux.
Yes, I know.
To play it.
It's illegal.
Yeah. The guys that are writing it, they had arrested.
Fucking Disney.
That's fucked up. Second one, I believe it's Warner Brothers. I believe it's Warner Brothers Records. I'm not sure on this one. I'm pretty sure it is, has decided to do a new way of protecting copyright.
Universal, it's actually Universal Records with the Fast and the Furious CD. Which
Disc 2.
Disc 2. Not the first one, but the second one is a copy-protected CD. It won't play on certain CD players.
This is how it works. And this, it skips.
It skips, yeah.
So what happens is the shock sensor thinks it's out of shock. So what happens is you're missing this big gap. And what it does is it skips the gap and reads the next one and goes around. Mm-hmm. That's how a shock sensor works. On CD players that don't have a shock sensor, and why would you need one, for instance, for a home unit
right.
or a DVD player, for those right there, it skips it and tries to start back where it was and keeps hitting the same end.
Yep.
It's instead of waiting for the next bit of data to come across, because a shock sensor figures it's lost focus and mm-hmm. placement, it has to go back. That's why you have the memory DAC.
Yep.
The a non shock sensing CD player will try to pick up where it last left off, which is blank, and that's why it fucks up.
Irony for you. That CD, the Fast and the Furious 2 CD, is a compilation CD of other artists' material.
That's swell.
So, it's a CD of other things that are CD. You know, and yes, I think Reverend Hammer said, yeah, Philips is absolutely pissed over the whole deal because Philips invented the CD. It actually holds the copyright everything for the
what's interesting
CD
is
logo.
Philips always comes up with good technology, and they can't market it for shit.
No, they can't market it. TiVos, CDs, stuff like that. Now, the CD logo, though, Philips is saying, if you're going to do this shit, and you're going to keep people from enjoying this format, you're not putting a CD logo on it. This is not a CD.
They're not going to allow them to put the compact disc
They're
logo.
They're not going to allow it.
Which is actually, you people take it for granted nowadays, just as you do like the parental advisory.
Mm-hmm.
Parental advisory nowadays is so fucking common, you figure it's part of the design. So is the compact disc logo. That compact disc logo is unchanged since the dawn of compact discs.
Yep. It is owned wholly by Philips.
There's only one thing I've ever seen change in compact discs. Packaging.
Yes, they went from the bulky cardboard.
That was back in the day.
No. Costco.
Costco still
Costco
uses
sells,
that shit.
Costco still sells it in that stuff. If you remember the bulky cardboard, you know?
No, what's odd is I remember when they first came out with the CDs and shit. It was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Now you go to Costco mm-hmm. and you say, what the fuck? They're killing trees. It's really odd.
Yeah, mentality. It's different.
It would be the equivalent of going to McDonald's today and getting the shit in a styrofoam container.
Yep. Yep, and a Happy Meal in a box.
By the way, you know what? I went to McDonald's the other day.
Yeah.
And you know what? You can buy a box of cookies.
In a Happy Meal box.
In a Happy Meal box.
Yeah.
That's so, the stupidest shit.
It's sort of like you gain, you lose, you gain, you lose. But what can you say? Now... I'm sorry, but like Xbox scratching these CDs, and they say it's a design flaw, or no, they say it's a feature. It's not harmful damage, and they said though that if you really complain about it, they will either repair or replace the disc. Now the only question is regarding stuff is how Microsoft is going to do. You know, how are they going to repair a damaged disc?
Depends. Is the damage on the bottom or the top?
Outer rim. I don't know if it's top. If it's top, you're fucked.
Totally.
Because if it's topped, it is going to be the data that
exactly.
is scratched
bottom,
away.
Bottom, sometimes they can scrape that and rebuff.
Yeah,
it.
They can scrape and rebuff. But some they're talking, how can you replace stuff that you know you bought over 20 years ago that may not be on the market anymore? It's going to be a
why
it's a
did
toss-up.
Did Microsoft do this on purpose?
Basically, when it got released to Japan and uh-huh. Europe, I think they're covering it as a feature, saying it's use damage. But I think the U.S. versions don't necessarily have that flaw. Mm. I think that they got enough flack in Japan
which, of course, the Xbox is selling so poorly anyway, that they had to do something.
Japan and the United States are really fucking weird on technology. Shit that sells well in Japan doesn't always in America.
Nope, and vice
shit
versa.
That sells well in America, yeah, vice versa. In Europe, Europe is just the end-all, be-all asshole of the world. For Europe, where a lot of civilization for the modern world began with the Industrial Revolution, mm-hmm. man, they got fucking left behind.
Yep.
Because I've seen shit all the time, like, really fucking odd. Europe doesn't, especially like Greece and sometimes some parts of Germany has really had to come around on that. Especially since the advent of AOL. AOL really brought that out. It used to be very common in Europe for older men to, you know, date teenage girls from 14. You know, things like that, you know. And they would buy them like they would commodities. They would take the girl and the parents would be okay because they, you know, to be his fucking mistress at 14, she'd have a paid life.
Yeah.
And education and everything. And that's basically how they looked upon it. But Europe's a weird place. They'll accept shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
These people are very, things like liberated, you know, supposedly for this, that, and that, and this. But you know what's weird? Can't have blood in games in Europe. They won't, especially like Germany.
Very weird.
Yeah, Castlevania. They have to turn all the blood blue to make it look like water. Really weird. Anytime a video game is released for Europe, or any kind of thing like that, we fucking edit it.
It's interesting. I never even knew that. That's very interesting.
Though. Also very interesting, Utah a couple years back came under censorship by James Cameron.
Huh.
The love scene, you know, where they have sex in Titanic?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in Utah were opening up Titanic, and they knew exactly where to go. They would take the tape in, fast forward it to that point, cut it, and then they would fast forward a little bit more and cut it there, and then bring it back together, put it together on VHS cassettes.
Love scene gone.
To edit it.
That's just not right.
That's fucking Mormons for you, man. That's fucking... And that's pretty much all religions. Religion is basically denial, not affirmation for the most part.
Fear and denial.
And controlling.
Yeah. But that's...
I feel like Mr. Rogers, I'm teaching him the fucking lesson of the day.
Yeah.
Okay, kid.
Yeah. But Mr. Rogers, you know, is a Presbyterian minister.
Mr. Rogers is a Presbyterian minister, true, but Mr. Rogers never tried to push Presbyterian shit on me.
No. And you never knew it was until after, like... I mean, I never knew he was a minister until I saw something like he starred on... Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, or something like that. You know, he
really?
Yeah, he had a role on there. He played a reverend and or a priest, and they said this role isn't too uncommon for Fred Rogers, for he is a. And I'm like, oh,
I can't picture Fred Rogers giving a sermon. I mean, okay, kids, today we're going to talk about hell and the things you can do wrong to go there. You know, Jesus wants to be your neighbor. Speedy delivery. Here's Judas.
That's, oh God.
Bad news, I take it. You're right, Jesus. I gotta go.
There's a guy who plays with ham puppets, so you know, I mean, that's. Then again, Jim Hansen played with ham puppets.
Okay,
so.
Okay, we're going to the world, the land of make believe.
The land of make believe.
Organized religion.
That's perfect.
That's
the land
right,
of make believe. Organized religion.
Hey, Reverend Friday. Oh, I don't know. I need money. God's going to call me home.
Yeah, give me $1.2 million now, otherwise I'll lock myself in a sanctuary.
Fucking Oral Roberts. I when we were on a business trip to Virginia, I saw the Oral Roberts interview with Larry King. Larry King, I normally don't totally care for Larry King on some things, because I think he totally kisses people's asses on some shit. Jerry Lewis, Larry King kisses his ass... you know, more than
I remember
a
Larry King. Larry King was out, and Kermit the Frog was on Larry King.
Kermit the Frog
was doing the interviewing. Yeah, he was out, and
the fucking you have a Muppet.
A Muppet was doing it. It was funnier than hell. It was pretty good. Anyhow, you were saying,
but no, he asked him. He goes, "Now, you said if you didn't get this money, God's gonna call you home." That's right, Larry.
Okay, so in essence, God was gonna kill you, right?
That's not what I said, Larry.
Well, what do you mean by call you home? What, just go to your house?
That was very interesting. He had a point.
Yeah, he did. He did.
No, Larry. I wasn't saying I'm going to die.
But God told you. How did God tell you?
You know, I could have done an interview. I've been like, was it a fax, a voicemail? Did he call you? Did he wake up?
And this is before that kind of stuff, faxes and voicemails.
No, this was a modern one. This was on Virginia. It was on Larry King Tonight. He had Oral Roberts back on.
Okay, but he was probably talking when Oral Roberts did that shit before.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Back in the 80s, like, yeah. 85.
Can you imagine that shit, man? That's fucked up, man.
It is. And to use that kind of, you know, name, use God's name to make yourself rich. It's profiteering.
I'll tell you, if I was God, you know what I'd do? Copyright. I'm telling you right fucking
now. And the best way to keep copyright is aggressively sue everybody who violates your copyright.
Basically, yeah. You know what we need to do? If I want to be rich, we have to... There's one religious person I will learn from on economics, and I recommend if you want to pursue a career in religion for profit, L. Ron Hubbard.
Scientology.
L. Ron Hubbard said, if a man wants to make a living, he writes books. If he wants to become rich, he starts a religion.
That's interesting.
That's his quote.
That's
how Scientology came about.
Scientology, though, like this past week, Google, the internet search engine.
Google, yes. Google.com.
Scientology threatened Google Corporation because if you do searches for like Scientology or Zulu or whatever the alien that supposedly is all bad.
Oh, I'm fed a clear. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They threatened. They said either you take the stuff off or we're suing.
Yeah.
Because Scientology is copyrighted and all this good stuff.
It's not copyrighted.
Well, it is. It's wholeheartedly copyrighted and owned by the Church of Scientology.
Somewhat. That's actually interesting, too, because... what is it called? It's a box. A box that Scientology uses. Before we get any further in this, let me explain for the kids at home what exactly Scientology is. The story goes by L. Ron Hubbard. He actually wrote this during a 3-day fasting on nothing but LSD. And no water.
Go figure.
It's called OT3, Book 3. Theta Clear. Theta Clear is a... That's not a Scientology term. Theta is not. Theta means... it's kind of like Nirvana. Everything is understandable in its place. So Theta Clear means you are at total... it's kind of like Nirvana. Not like you have no reason to go on. Because once you reach Nirvana, your life is lived. You become part of the universe. You're gone. That's it. Okay? It's like fucking Carousel in Logan's Run. That's what Nirvana is to Buddhism. Theta Clear means that you master yourself. You master life. There's no problem. You can't handle things like this. Now that sounds kind of appealing, right?
Yeah.
You know, like master this. Like you want to master gardening or cooking. Okay. Okay. Fine. OT3 says that this guy. I'm trying to remember his fucking name. This Galaxy Federation, it sounds like some serious fucked up Gene Roddenberry shit. Long story short, in a nutshell, this Federation of Planets had a shitload of overpopulation, so they take all these people, put them on Earth, and drop 50,000 hydrogen bombs on Earth. This is what it says. To kill the population. Well, the ghosts of these dead people are still around on Earth. So when you're born, you're not born into sin. When they're born, they're in the waiting room and they possess you. And they're what causes you to do wrong. So Theta Clear, once you get to this one level, and it is really fucked up. It's very psychologically intensive, fucked up shit. A lot of people who've actually gotten to the point of Theta Clear, nobody survived it. It's not as a dead. I mean, mentally intact. These people are like fucking. They're just that fucked up. It's a lot of hallucinating things of that sort. And that's what Theta Clear is. I'm trying to think of what the fuck this thing is called. It's a meter. Now, you're going to fucking laugh at this, but they fucking believe in this shit. If you hold the meter in your hand, a certified Scientologist priest or whatever the fuck they call them can read the meter and tell you what's wrong. So if the meter's low on, if he clicks the thing over and you're holding two electrodes, your happiness is down. You have too much bad vibe in you, causing resistance to stop happiness from flowing through you.
Oh dear God!
Now the FDA, the Federal Drug and the Food and Drug Administration, tried to stop the sales of this, and what they did is they had to stop marketing it that way as this shit. And so they had to do that. Now this stuff started popping up on eBay, a lot of Scientologist stuff. So they basically kicked the shit out, said no, you can't sell it anymore. Boom, you're done. So eBay's like, okay, we don't want to hit a lawsuit. So Scientology has really tried to cover its tracks, especially in the digital age, to cover everything up. Now, you're saying they're suing Google now.
Well, they were threatening because Google wanted to, you know, Google had access to information that was anti-Scientology.
Exactly.
So what they're doing is they're censoring.
They're censoring.
It's censorship.
Now, what has Google's response been?
Google took it off. and they got a lot of flack from it.
Mm-hmm.
Google then said, you know what? We're just a search engine. Let's put it back.
So they do.
So they put, so like if you tried to search for it on Google for a while there, nothing happened. If you didn't, I haven't gotten the update on it. I haven't gotten the update, but I know
Google plans to put it back on.
Google did put it back on.
Did.
And the Church of Scientology kind of said, well, shit, what can we really do?
They can't.
They can't do anything because Google's a search engine.
Mm-hmm.
Google is not a provider of this information. Mm-hmm. Google is just a link to it. And it's not like Google wrote all this shit.
Exactly. But basically, that's religion at its extreme.
That is religion at its... That is a cult that has gained... How do I want to word this? But it's not acceptance, but it's a cult that has picked up to everybody, you know?
To a lot of people, it appeals.
Yeah, it appeals to
and most cults nowadays, like you say, at a time when people are...
John Travolta,
exactly. At a time when a lot of young people are not only in high school, but college right there, they're at an unclear time in their life. And, of course, that's because of fucking, well, hormones, okay?
Nope.
Let's face it, you're going through a lot of fucking changes. One day you're playing ball, next you got fucking stubble on your face, okay? And then after that, all of a sudden, you're starting to fucking lose your hair and, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
You're driving a van in Boston. Inside joke again. But basically, that's at a time when these people really try to pray.
Yeah.
Instead of figuring out...
People don't find religion until after.
Mm-hmm.
After they realize that it's downhill. And I don't mean downhill.
That's when they don't really discover it. But they get sucked in. And there's a lot of Christian-esque kind of cults, mm-hmm. too, that prey on these students for their money and their support for useless, meaningless causes. And that's basically what it means to be a sheep.
Yep.
Part of a flock.
There you go. Well, folks, I'm going to say it's about time we start wrapping up Spankwagon for the night.
That's right. This was our Easter religious
Easter religious show. Technical bitch about it show.
That's right, because if you know me, I love the bitch.
Yeah, well, I think we all like to bitch about something or another.
I love to be angry. Being angry is fun. Happy. It is, isn't it?
It's very fun. Because people look at you, and they're afraid of you.
That's right.
Anyhow, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio, which can...
At least in a few seconds, you will have been listening
you
to
You would have been, yes. Spankwagon Radio, which can only be found at spankwagon.n3.net. Of course, you can always download Spankwagon Audio by going to the audio link in spankwagon.n3.net. Also, you can download
it right there.
Yeah, buddy.
Forget about it.
Yeah, man. Download Kilroy's What I Wish I Didn't Know show. The latest one, number 8, Christian Fornication. So if you just want to hear a show, download it. If you really want to hear a show... And us, listen to this, which you already have.
Exactly, and that's a nice little coupling/compilation of the two there.
Yeah, I just kind of had to work out because of that stupid power outage.
Yeah.
Of course, you can always check out things like the game, which has been pretty popular with Spankwagon fans.
The game has actually caught up pretty well, but we didn't get a lot of response from you people.
Of course, but we are asking for feedback, so submit to Spank. You can always email all three main contributors to Spankwagon. You can try ClaudeBalls@hotmail.com.
Exactly.
You could try KilroysHateMail@yahoo.com.
Exactly. Remember, Claude Balls is with an E.
Yes. And, of course, you can find it on the site with the links. And me, I am Trencher, and you can get a hold of me at Trencher@Mac.com. Spankwagon Radio is brought to you by the gracious virtual one.
At VFTP.net.
Yes. And, of course, check out his site. He has some new hobby.
What's his new
model
hobby?
Helicopters.
Model helicopters.
Flying helicopters.
That's interesting because before we got, what was that? It was Redneck Hide and Seek.
Redneck Hide and Seek.
Cat and Mouse. You get to see Trencher in his old days, apparently.
Yeah, well, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyhow, folks, thank you very much for listening to Spankwagon Radio. I think we'll go ahead and play a song and then...
As a final list for the night to top our show, do what thou wilt, but be aware others can fucking do it to you.
That's a nice way to put the golden rule.
Sort of. It's a little Aleister Crowley type of way.
Yeah.
Don't know who that is. You either A, don't know philosophy, or B, don't listen to enough Ozzy Osbourne Black Sabbath songs.
Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen,
we're out of here.
Thanks.
Have a good evening.
Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can push my hair, I'm dressy everywhere. Imagination, life is a creation.
You're my doll, rock and roll, gather glamour and pain. Kiss me here, touch me there, hanky panky.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can find my hair, I'm stretchy everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.